Hello?
Hello.
Hey,
Hey.
live.
God damn it.
Wonderful.
It's Alexa. She's out to sabotage us.
The internet is, I think it, then they passed some rules and regulations, I think, and now it's harder to get
Yeah.
Skype working.
All those regulations.
Damn.
They're blocking us from
What?
recording.
I know why they gotta have these regulations.
That was weird because usually you're jacked up. But this time, like I usually come on around 8:15 and I test my mic. And everything was working and I just left it running. And then when I called you, I could hear you, but I couldn't talk out of my mic, and then the Skype was saying, "Hey, you got no voice." But everything was okay. Ever since Harley destroyed my good headsets, these ones suck.
Are you which did she destroy the wireless ones?
Yeah, I well, these are wireless too, but they're not those ones. Those ones were great. I never had any problems with it. These ones take like 4 or 5 times for it to even recognize. Do you know? It sucks.
So
That's why I come up on it early.
what is the what were the headphones that you like, the wireless
They were the
ones?
same brand, just a different model.
Well, what model? I need to, in case I am interested in buying
I don't
wireless
remember. I
headphones.
threw them away. They were
Son of a
destroyed.
bitch! Did you write it down? Go look
No.
in your history. Go look in your email history.
Why would they be in my email? I went to Best Buy and picked up a set.
Look on your Best Buy. Oh, you son of a bitch. No paper trail. There's no paper trail.
Yeah, well, you can't even find your goddamn Luke Cage. There
I
should be a
can't.
paper trail.
There's the paper trail. It just doesn't tell me where it ended up.
You order it?
Yeah, I remember. I've seen it.
How fucking hard can it be to find? You don't even buy that many books.
I buy hundreds of
You
books.
buy like 30 books a month.
I buy like 35 books a month. To four, no, I order 45 books a month,
You
approximately.
buy 9 trades and 40 number ones.
Yes, approximately.
That's easy to
I don't know.
track.
It's not easy to track.
If I could track 200 and some a
Can't
week,
track yours.
then you could track. I've only to date lost one book. And that's the Monica Volume 1
Yes.
hardcover.
I think Barb threw it away.
It was too filthy.
It was, she saw it and she's like, what is
It was
this?
on her. It was on her
She's like,
table. And it was in
said,
her spot. I
I
think
will
she
not have
cut
this
it.
filth in my table.
She grinded it up to bird seed and threw it out there so I
She
wouldn't see it.
threw it to Harley to eat.
Oh, I smell bacon. Your favorite.
It's delicious veggie bacon.
No, bacon.
Sounds
Bacon.
good. Yeah. So what brand of wireless headphones?
Logitech. I might try another brand. I don't like this one.
There's a lot of
Something that has like a mic booster too, like I could boost my volume.
But does yours have like a an microphone arm?
No, it's a headset.
Like
I
a
wear it, it's wireless. I wear it around my head.
I understand. Is it like a ear earbud or like a whatever they're called? Big one.
They're like big like 70s ear
Like oh
headsets. Yeah.
yeah.
So
Damn.
why is the ivy sticking up for you in your damn fucking earplugs?
Everyone's sticking up for me because I'm right.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Logitech. Did you get like the cheapo one? You have like the 30, the blue one?
I think there were 35, yeah, or 30
Yeah.
something.
And what'd you have before? You probably had the 65 before.
That's probably. I gotta go buy those. They make shitty ones at the lower end, so you'll go say, "God damn, these suck," and then you'll go buy the other ones.
Yeah, that's a good model. You get the shitty ones, and then you're like, oh, God damn it, I need to spend some more money. Then you go buy the next level is like the $100 level.
That's right.
I like these ones though.
So you didn't pick many books. You picked one book. What's with that? You just didn't have time to read anything, or what?
Did I only pick one book?
Yeah. Aliens and Predator.
Hey, aliens.
Judge Dredd.
I guess so. Yeah, I was busy this week. Or else, I did read a couple of trades, but they're ones that you don't have, so.
How do you know that?
Because I took a guess.
Well, let's start with that then, motherfucker, because you think I didn't order something. I want to see what it is.
All right. I gotta find my notes. Welcome to Geek Brunch Podcast,
Yes.
where we cover the best in comics, movies, TV. He just went to full screen somehow. Is that automatic?
What are you talking about?
My Skype went to full screen.
I don't know why. I don't know what version of Skype you're running.
I don't either. Where we talk about technology.
Technology.
I'm looking for my notes. Notes, notes. No, I have no
Religion,
notes.
science, politics.
Science, religion, politics, the end of the world, which
Yes.
apparently is coming soon. God damn it. If the post-apocalypse is just like it's too hot outside to grow any food and to like go walk outside, that's gonna ruin all my post-apocalyptic plans. I guess we'll have to go underground.
You won't survive underground.
What? Me personally or anyone?
No, because everything you eat requires sunlight.
That's true. I will have to turn into a bug eater.
You would have to. And if you eat bugs, you might as well eat cows and chickens.
There's not gonna be cows and chickens underground. I guess there could be.
There could be. Haven't you at Noah's Ark? They kept them in a boat forever. You can keep them underground, right?
Yeah, probably. What are they gonna eat, though?
People.
It's a vicious cycle.
Animosity
We feed the young to the cows, so we can eat the
was
cows.
like that, right? I mean, it was like equal rights for everything, every species.
That's kind of the opposite of it.
They could talk, too. No, they were fighting for equal rights.
Yeah. In this case, we're just keeping the animals alive so we can eat them, though. Why don't we just eat the children?
You
Would
could do that.
that be quicker? Like, quicker? Cut out the middleman?
You breed and then your food grows to a certain size and I guess you eat it.
I think you're gonna have to learn how to grow stuff underground.
If we don't see that in Walking Dead pretty soon, I'll be shocked. Or Blood Drive. God damn, that show's fucking insane.
I have not seen that. I don't get that expensive channel that you receive.
Sci-fi channel?
Yes,
That sounds like a basic cable, isn't
the
it?
science fiction, exactly.
What do you
Cable.
get?
I don't have cable. I don't get the sci-fi, this expensive sci-fi business.
What do you get? What, how do you watch your TV programming?
Antenna, rabbit ears.
Oh, so you just get over the air?
We get over the ear for local channels, and then Most of the stuff I watch is on Netflix anyway.
Huh.
Besides network shows. And then I just wait for I wait for stuff to come to Netflix. Or I can get the DVD at the library.
I don't know if they'll ever release Blood Drive on
It's the future,
DVD.
man.
It's
It's the
too
future.
fucking graphic.
It will.
It is
If
so
they can.
bad. It's like one of those shows you watch and you're like, man, this is like NC-17. Like, it's way past R. It's like, it's so bad.
Oh, they get a lot. They can get away with a lot on that paid TV service.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be like sci-fi. I thought it would be more like an HBO or something that would like a Cinemax at night or something.
Yeah, I didn't know that sci-fi
I
went
didn't know they would
far.
push the envelope with this, 'cause
Is it just in
like
terms of violence?
it's in terms of violence, it's in terms of sexual situations, it's in terms of cussing. Like they say F word, they say anything.
Have they done that on
But
sci-fi
it
before?
has like anal sex scenes and everything.
That sounds like HBO.
I mean, it doesn't show it, but it's like it's there. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't
Yeah.
show like the dick going into the ass, but it shows it happening. Like,
Wait, does it show the ass?
think of this as Blood Drive. Blood Drive is Wacky Races. Remember we talked about that comic book? It used to be a cartoon, the Hanna-Barbera.
Yes.
Think
One of
of
that.
it like that, except grindhouse it and make it like really raunchy. They even have the fucked up commercials. Like, you have to watch carefully because you don't know if it's going to be a real commercial or if it's going to be a Blood Drive commercial.
Oh, like our grind. Yeah, it was very grindhousey, isn't it?
Oh man, it's insane.
Sounds good.
Oh, it's very dystopian too. It's like this corporation rules the whole world, and they have this show called Blood Drive, and their engines are fed by humans. They're fed by blood, that they run off of blood. And
Okay.
this cop and this girl are in this race so she could save this her sister, essentially get money to do it. And the head of the show is like, man, he's a creepy looking dude. He's fucking insane. He's like a big top circus guy, but like really emo and gothic. It's crazy.
An emo goth circus.
Circus guy, yeah, he's like runs the show.
Like the what's it called? Ringmaster or whatever?
Yeah, and he runs this race, and if you're last, he has bombs in your head and he blows your head off.
Classic.
But
Classic
they
bombs
found a
around your
way
neck.
around it in the first one because they found out that adrenaline will sometimes bypass the sensor that can cause your head to blow up. So she's like, get back there and start fucking me as hard as you can. And he gets in the car while they're driving the car across the finish line. He starts fucking her really hard. And their adrenaline spikes so the bomb doesn't set off while they're
That's qu
driving.
that's quite a flaw in the bomb design.
No, but they fixed it through a firmware in the next episode.
Okay. Firmware upgrade.
Yeah.
Nice.
Download it. They
So
downloaded it
is there
wirelessly.
nudity in the show?
They show breasts and ass, and they have like these little black things. Like they're like t it's weird. They're torturing this other cop, and he's always naked. And it's like she's trying to get every single fluid out of him. Like, okay, I need sperm. Now I need to make him shit. And she'll like shove her hand up his ass, like, and just start pulsating him. And then sometimes he's dreaming and he's got this huge erection, and they put this big old black line over his dick.
Wow.
But the whole time, this poor guy's getting tortured. Like they're trying to turn him in, they're trying to make him assimilate him into the program because these two cops found out what was really happening. And then they had this insane asylum where this candy is made out of like crack, and it made the inmates take over the entire staff at the insane asylum. And it was a creepy insane asylum. They went to try to find her sister at this insane asylum, and they're all hopped up on this candy. It's crazy.
Sounds like they just like threw everything in there they
Oh,
could
they throw
possibly think of.
everything out there. There's blood everywhere. They had this rest, this ca they had this drive-in like diner, like a diner used like a 50s diner type thing that you go to, and it looks beautiful on the outside, like, and they're fucking c cooking people, like all the meat is humans. And all these racers went there to eat, so they like killed. There was this racer that was dressed like Elvis. They killed his ass and cooked him, and then they ate him. They were like eating their own teammates. It was crazy. And then they find out, oh, we fucked with these racers. We're in trouble. We need to get the hell out of here. We can't eat people anymore.
They
So
ruined
they
their
set the
operation.
well they set the cannibals loose on everybody, and then everybody started to get eaten. It was crazy. And then they had, oh man, this is so good. Every episode, you don't know what you're going. They like go to different places. They went to Detroit, so it was like a Motor City, but there was like a fenced-in wall around a big car manufacturing place. And there was one woman that ruled there, and she would talk in terms of like, what would you say it was, Barb? It was like a
Spiritual stuff.
spiritual business jargon. You know how they have those like those posters that try to encourage you to do certain things, like business jargon, like how to increase morale and stuff like that. Well, she would like jargon this stuff, and they made it a religion. It was like fucking insane. And then they had these creatures that would drink gasoline, and man, they would only come out at night, and they could, if you got their blood in the engine, you went into like hyper mode. It was crazy. You'd love it. It's fucking, I can't believe that somebody sponsors this show. That's what I can't believe. It's too good to be true. It's
It sounds
like
interesting.
putting the crossed on TV. It's close to it.
Well, maybe that's not far behind then.
Yeah, maybe not. Blood Drive.
Cross could not be on sci-fi though. They'd have to have a lot of black bars everywhere.
Yeah, they could get away with it. Blood Drive does everything that The Cross does, except they don't show all the sexual stuff. It's implied. You know what I
Right.
mean? Like
Yeah. It's all off
you'll see
screen.
the no, you don't see it. It's on screen. You just don't see the penetr you don't see the parts.
Yeah.
So you'll see the motion. You'll see the humping and stuff like that, but you don't see the actual body parts, like the vagina or the dick. But you can see some ass, and you'll see some tits.
Just not the dick.
Yeah, they had this character called Clown Dick. And they were gonna lose another race, and Clown Dick, and the girl's like, maybe we still have a chance, because when they get close to the finish line, girls always show their boobies to the racers, and Clown Dick will lose his shit. And sure enough, Clown Dick saw the boobies and he stopped the car and they passed him. And that was the death of Clown Dick.
Oh. So why was his name Clown Dick?
Because he was a clown and his dick
Was
was
a
hanging
clown?
out.
Okay. That's a good reason. Is a good reason.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, every episode has the same characters. Well, they've killed off like a lot of the every race that you lose one or two racers. So, but you end up in a totally different predicament, like a totally different post-apocalyptic situation every episode. Harley likes to watch it too. Blood Drive.
That's how it starts. Teaching the animals
Yeah.
the evils of society.
That's right.
And eventually they turn on us.
So tell us about what books that I wouldn't have read.
Okay. So the first is from Red 5 Comics. I've talked about the number one before. This is the collection of The Rift.
You're right, I didn't read that.
I know. By Don Hanfield and Richard Rayner. With art by Lino Caravello. So this is the one where a fighter pilot from, I don't remember what war he was fighting in. One of the wars turns up in like Kansas, like in a cornfield in Kansas, and
What did
he was found.
the plane look like?
It looks like a. Hang on, let me.
It was a biplane, it was probably World War I. If it was
It looks like a shark or something. It has like teeth on it.
Oh yeah, that's World War II.
Yeah.
They used to paint the shark on the nose of the plane.
Yeah. So World War II. And
You could always tell the war based on the technology.
based on the planes.
Yeah. There's a few things that they used in World War I that made it into World War II, and that's fascinating in itself.
Stuff that hadn't
When you
evolved.
read Garth Ennis comics, and you
Yeah, you
read
learn all this stuff.
and you read Jack Kirby, like his old Our Fighting Forces. At the end of each Our Fighting Forces, he would draw like tanks and stuff and say this is from World War I or whatever, and he'd give you all the statistics on it. It was pretty cool.
He was into that stuff too.
I guess, well, he was in the war, so I don't know if he was into it, but he
Just knew a lot
L L
about
Larry Hama did a lot of that stuff too, like describing
it.
the weapons, you know. But anyway, the Rift. So you have a World War II plane.
So World War II plane crashes, and the pilot's like, he thinks he's still over fighting, and he's like, "What are you guys doing here?" And I can't remember where he says he thinks he is. And they're like, well, "No, you're in Kansas or whatever, some prairie. Yeah, Kansas. You're in Kansas." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" So they take him to the ho he's injured, so they take him to the hospital. And he's claiming to he's trying to find his wife and his family, and he's saying who he is, but they can't find a record of him. And it turns out the son and the mother find out that they go to the so one of the places he says I know they go to the police station in this one town nearby and tell him I'm here because they know me. So they go in and ask about him and they don't know him. And then as they're leaving, they notice a picture on the wall, like an old picture, and the dude's in the picture. So they realize that he's actually from the past. And then as the story proceeds, more people from the past. Oh, and the one thing they have to do is this is something that's been going on and the government's been hiding, that people from the past have been coming to the present, and then they have to get them back through it's called the rift that they come through, and they have to get them back through the rift before it causes like a big explosion. And they explain that a lot of the major incidents that have happened in America, like 3 Mile Island, and I can't remember what other ones, actually around the world, some of the major like power plant disasters and stuff were actually not what we think they are. They were actually rifts that where they didn't get the people back through the rift in time, so they've exploded. So they exploded. So they need to get this dude back from the through the rift, But he needs to, they figure out a way where he ends up not going back through the rift, and the rift doesn't explode, so they have to figure out why that happened. And then more rifts start opening, so it becomes this bigger thing where they're trying to figure out what needs to be done in order to keep these rifts from blowing up. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. It was a well-told story, and quite enjoyable. So I recommend, highly recommended, if you're into that kind of thing.
Very cool.
Yeah, and at the end, it kind of turns into the final riff is like a one where there's a, I can't remember who comes through, but they end up having to figure out there's like a, there was a murder like in the past where some little girls went missing, and they have to try and figure out who the murderer was. So that was a pretty interesting one.
So what's the other book that I wouldn't have read?
The other book that you probably didn't read is called, is from One Piece Books.
Oh, that's is that a manga?
It's not manga. I don't know what they normally print. And the book is called Do It.
You're
By
right.
I know I'm right. By Rhianna Moller.
Well, you're pushing it with the Red Five. I mean, I know Red Five. You're lucky I didn't get that.
I knew you didn't get number one, so unless you accidentally ordered number two and three and four.
That happened
I know.
twice.
I know it does happen.
I didn't order number one of Hysteria or Divided States of Hysteria.
How did you miss that?
I don't know because I like Howard Chaykin,
That's chicken.
but now I own both covers, so
There you go.
I rectified it. And the other one that I didn't order number one of, well, is The Circle. But I read that the whole thing in trade. That's
I should have
really
read that.
good. God damn it.
Told you it was.
No, it gets better. It's like number one is not where the highlight of the book.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Well, number one was fantastic setup, though. I need your, I didn't know I read that. You did not put that on the list.
I forgot I read it.
Son of a bitch. I'll read it for next time. Circle, yeah. So what was the other no, was there another number one you didn't order?
Freeway Fighter.
Oh, Freeway Fighters.
But I rectified that too. I have it now.
Okay. So do it. And Do It was never came out in single issues, so it was just a straight to trade. This is the one that was solicited. You may remember I talked about the solicitation where it was a girl who is planning to go to her school and go on a shooting spree at her school. So it's her story.
Yeah, I remember that.
So this is, and I think it's,
That's a dark book to have around, man.
it
You
is a
know,
dark book to have around.
that's controversial. You
It's
don't want
not.
your kids to pick that thing up.
I would have my kids read this.
What?
I
I would keep them on the cross. I wouldn't have them read this. This is too real.
Too real. It's too real. And this is, let's see. Yeah, so I read the back. Do it. That is what re. This is. Wait. Let me see if I can read. That is what Rhianna Moller told herself as she fantasized about killing her classmates to free herself from the bullying. She wrote a manifesto. She drew maps of the school. Yeah. This is her debut novel chronicling her journey from fear to freedom in hopes that other suffering young people will find the same peace she did. So it starts out where
She
she's
didn't
being.
do it though, right? This is true. This is autobiographical.
Yeah, well, it's yeah. I don't know how. I don't know if it's completely biographical, but it's based on her experience. Yeah, so she was bullied in school and had a hellish time, and then kept fantasizing about and like planning, like, well, you know, what can I do for retribution? And she, you know, decided that the best way to do it would, or she fantasized about going to her school and shooting everyone. But then as the book goes on, she kind of meets some other people. Like one of the things she does is she always goes through the graveyard on the way to school because that's her way of, she doesn't want to walk on the main street because she might run into people who will bully her. So she goes through the graveyard and she ends up meeting another kid who's doing the same thing. And then she has like one weird, she has one weird night where she's out on the town and she's with another, with these other dudes who are a little older and they're getting drunk. And then she has like a weird experience with a rabbit and stuff. It's good though. It's really enjoyable, and I like the art a lot. It's a definitely an indie style, but she does I don't know what the word for it is. Kind of like they'll show a picture of her, and to show her angst, it'll be like all these swirling things around her, you know.
Yeah.
There's a word I can't remember. I'm trying to think of what the word for it is. But as the book goes on, more of these, they almost look like creatures like surrounding her, kind of like they're,
Demons.
yeah, not really demons, just more like the state of her mind is kind of in a twirling upheaval of things. So
What was her family life like?
don't remember what her family life was like. I'm sure it wasn't great.
Did you read this?
I did read it. I read it a while ago, though.
Oh. You
I
read it a
just, well,
long time ago.
no, not a long time ago. I don't
Yesterday?
remember it. I don't really.
The white dots are fucking really
Well,
taking
probably
me.
like a month. I read about a month ago.
Oh.
No, I remember the story. I just don't remember. They didn't really spend a lot of time on her family, so I don't even remember if they
No, I was just wondering
got
if her
into that at all.
family was empathetic or if they made the situation
Yeah.
worse. That's interesting in
They
itself.
didn't
Like,
really.
what's her home life?
Yeah, they didn't. I don't remember. I don't even know if they were. Oh, yeah, I think it was her and her mom. I think that's what it was. It was her and her mom. And I think her mom worked, so.
All the time.
Yeah, probably worked all the time. They do. There was a scene where.
Do it.
Do it!
All right, well, you were right. I didn't read those. But you know what I did read? I read Girl Scouts Magic Socks.
I didn't read it.
I know you didn't. And I thought it was amazing. Like
Nice.
his art style I think is way better than Helena Crash's art style, and they're similar. But
He has
like
a,
his
that's
is more
Jim Mafalud,
scratchy
right?
and yeah.
His is very like what's it called? Graffiti-esque almost to me.
It's like the Nick Fury color schemes and stuff with art like from Helena Crash, but it's more, I would say it's sexier than Helena Crash. It's like a sexier line. But I didn't know like the history of this. This is like the third iteration. This is the first time I've read it. It's like
I
Girl
didn't know that
Scouts
either.
came out from it originally came out like a long time ago, and it was called Girl Scouts. It was spelled the same. And then I guess the Girl Scouts of America went after him. Said,
Really?
"You can't name it like this." So his friend says, "Well, what if you spell it like this?" And he spelled it
Girl.
like this. But this is like a dystopian future with a group of girls that are kind of, I don't know, I guess they're militaristic, and one of them's insane. And I guess when they were younger, they picked on another girl, and now she's older, and she's like destroying everything. She's just killed her mom. She's going after them. And that's pretty much what it's about. But I don't know. I really latched onto it. I thought it was really good. And like the covers, I didn't get the cover I wanted because this was another book I ordered number two, three, and four, and didn't order number one. What the fuck is happening with me? I'm doing the opposite of Bill. I'm ordering everything but number
But
ones.
number one, well, number one's easier to get later,
But
so
I did pick
because there's
up,
more of them.
I found out, and my comic shop had it, so I just picked it up. I didn't get the cover I wanted. I got like a Scotty Young cover, and I'm not a huge Scotty Young fan of his style. I'd prefer the other cover, which was him drawing it, the creator, Mofor, what's his name?
My food.
Mahfood. Yeah. It showed some old stuff versus the new stuff, and I think his new stuff is like his art is really refined. Like I know he did some Tank Girl and stuff like that, but
Yeah,
I
and
really, really like this. This is
yeah,
good.
I didn't get it based on, I mean, I wasn't a big fan of his art, but I haven't seen his newer stuff, so.
But did you like Helena Crash? The art is similar. If you look at the wrists and the ankles, they're all like.
Yeah, I like the art in. I mean, it was. It seems to be more of a popular style nowadays, that kind of simpler style.
Yeah.
That seems to be popular in like more younger books.
Yeah. I'm glad I got it. I thought it was gonna be, when I first thumbed through it, it looked really dense and like a chaotic mess, but it had a good story.
That's good. And he wrote it too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he usually does his own stuff. Which
Yeah,
makes sense because.
his original one came out from Oni Press. And then he went to Image and did Work Sucks, and that was in 2004, so it's quite a while away, and then Magic Socks is out now. And issues 1 and 2 are out. It makes me want to kind of get the other stuff because it kind of like this story is good enough where you could you get enough of the story. What's wrong? Oh, she's griping because of my boxes. You know that means enough is enough.
Enough is enough, Barb. Leave the
She
man
keeps buying pressure cookers. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
alone.
We have three pressure cookers.
Well, you can make three different things at once.
Yeah.
Quickly and easily. Jump it in there. So you're when you say you'd get some of the past stuff, you mean more of the Girl Scouts stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it gives you enough in this story to know kind of what happened before. But it's interesting. Like these characters were, I thought were pretty interesting.
Cool. Who's it? Was that Image?
Yeah.
Okay.
Image did 2 volumes of it. One was in 2004, and then before that, it was Oni.
Right. I remember when that was solicited. I just didn't get it because I'm not a fan of, I'm not a big fan of his stuff.
I don't know how you could say that. You're basing it off of Tank Girl. He's not even the creator of Tank Girl, right?
No, I read something else of his. I have to pull up my comic book machine. Called mycomicshop.com, sponsored by our latest sponsor, mycomicshop.com. My food. Let's see.
We're sponsored by Magic Dough. Could rub some Magic Dough on you.
How do you know I didn't? It's not finding it anything. Dang it.
You
Where's
don't
that one?
even know who you like, what you read, what you dislike. You're just making shit up now.
What's his name, Jim?
Yeah. I guess they're trying his first name said.
I'm doing a
There's a
search for
lot of
Jim and
Jim.
I can't find anything. This sucks. I look at Jim. There's a lot of my foods who did comic books. I go projects.
You don't even know what you didn't like to tell
Look,
me.
I'm looking for it.
I'll find it before you.
It's called Girl Scout. Oh no, 40-ounce comics. Wait, what is this? No, I don't know. Man, I just seen his stuff around.
I'm gonna look him up right here, and I'll just start shouting some things that I think you might have read, and you could tell me if it sucks. Oh, you said 40 ounce, but you didn't read that. Wow, he did something in A versus X. Big Crap Scare. Did you read that?
Big crap scare? No. Sounds
Captain
good.
Victory and the Galactic Rangers. He did some stuff in there.
Another that old thing.
That's Dynamite comic where they'd started to do some Kirby characters again.
Yeah.
Clerks, the comic book.
I didn't know you j did Jennifer's Body.
I didn't even know there was an adaptation of Jennifer's Body.
I have that. I'm gonna have to read that on. Think I have that. Let's look it up.
Gen Active, he did an issue of that. Grendel, Grim Fairy
No.
Tales.
He did Grim Fairy Tales?
He
He
did
does a lot of
some
like shorter stuff, I think.
Heavy Metal, Halo and Sprocket, Howard the
Did he?
Human, Kevin Smith Spectacular. So he must have LSD, LCD, sorry. You didn't do that? Magic Pickle?
LSD.
Magic
Maybe
Pickle?
I might have read Magic Pickle. Put that in the
Marijuana
possible.
Man! How about that?
The what man?
Marijuana Man.
No. I
MJ.
don't know if I have that one.
Miami Vice Remix.
I did not get that was recent.
Mixtape, maybe that. Did you do Mixtape?
Yeah, I think it was a mixtape.
That one I remember. He did some Pop Gun stuff. Swallow. I don't know what the hell that is. It looks interesting. Super Real.
He did, yeah, I'm not surprised he did some stuff in Super
Tank
Real.
Girl, 21st Century Girl.
That's it.
When Zombies Attack. He's done a lot of some Marvel work, but it's just like one issue here, one issue there. It could be back, some back matter for all I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So you hate him for no reason.
I hate him for no reason. I said I'm just not a big fan of his art style.
But that's bullshit. Because you
How's
can't tell me
that
you
black?
liked Helena Crash. It's the same fucking art style.
I didn't say I was a big fan of that art either.
Well, you said you liked it.
I didn't say I liked it.
You
Did I say I liked
did.
it?
Do you wait, let's rewind this and let's play it
Look.
back to our listeners.
Look.
Go ahead, say you liked it.
Well, Jennifer's Body was just a hard, like a trade. That was written by Rick Spears. I don't hate the art. I don't hate either art style. It's just not my thing. I'm just not into it, man. Why are you being so harsh on me?
I don't know where you're finding Jennifer's Body. It's not even in my database.
Jennifer's Body, Boom Studios. It was a trade, a hardcover.
Don't know. It's not here. I don't believe it exists.
I'm looking right at it. Not
I don't
physical.
believe you're making shit up. It's not in my database. It doesn't exist.
Hellish Story, Jennifer Stories, with art by Tim Seeley, Jim Mafood, Nikki Cook, and Ming Doyle.
You know the irony of the situation about that box that was blocking you? I pulled that out. I know, but that box that I pulled out that was blocking you was so you could eat at the table. So I want an apology.
You didn't have a box on there.
That box right there that was blocking you from getting Harley's bed,
Look, there's five boxes over there.
that
You have
box that was
tables.
blocking you
There are five
was so
boxes
you
blocking
said,
me.
clear the fucking table so I can sit at my table and look at these goddamn birds. So I did, and I sacrificed myself. I moved shit over there, and then I blocked you so you couldn't get to Harley's bed.
Box. There was no box on the table. There were comics on the table.
You
I
can't
know there
win,
was
Mike. You
tables.
can't
I
win. Only a
pulled the box
box.
out to put some comics
There are
in.
four or five other
I
boxes.
know, but those
Three.
weren't blocking you before.
They're blocking me now.
No.
It's not just one.
Barb, you live
It's
in a
not just
paradise.
one.
You p live in a paradise. You are living with a comic book god. Worship me. You even said I was a comic book god. Yes.
I'm sure she didn't say, God, all these comic books.
No, she didn't say,
Driving
God damn,
me
these comic
crazy.
books are
God damn all
horrors.
these comic books.
I damn thee.
Say, God damn, Mike, all these comic books. What? Did you say I'm a comic book
Comic book god? I sacrificed and I got eaten up for it.
I know, that's what you get for doing a good deed.
Yeah, I do a good deed.
No good deed goes unpunished.
A
That's
good deed
what
so
they say.
she could look in paradise at her birds
So
that
she
are
would be
shitting
happy.
all over our deck. They're shitting all over the water. They shit all over. Yes, they do. It's a huge pile of bird shit. There's birds everywhere. What do you think they poop? They don't even care that Harley's out there.
Poop right on Harley, probably.
They do. They have pooped on her before. They have too. We did spot poop on her.
You see that hill over there? That's not a hill. That's bird poop.
We have this funky grass growing in their grass now because the bird seed drops.
It's
It
growing.
drops right underneath the grass, and it's like this thick grass. Like, the mower even has a hard time cutting it. It's just over one spot, like right underneath the bird seed. But it's a thick grass. Like the blades of grass are like, I don't know, a quarter of an inch. They can be. It's crazy.
Gotta rip that stuff up.
Yeah. Gotta get a shovel. 'Cause the seed piles on itself and it grows.
Yeah, I don't know what you're supposed to do about that.
I don't think you can do anything.
I
Maybe
think
put
you gotta
plastic,
stop
but
feeding the birds, maybe.
you'd kill the vegetation underneath it.
Hopefully it doesn't grow, then your whole backyard will be
No, I cut it.
uncuttable.
No, you can cut it. It just has a hard time because it's, for one thing, it's elevated. So you have to, like, it goes up. And then the blades are so thick that
Goes
it just
up. Well, you have like a
goes
hill of bird seed.
heal of
Gotta
bird
go over the
seed.
hill seed bird.
Yeah.
Bird seed hill.
I'll take a picture of it, show it to you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you'd like a photo of Mike's
You could
Birdsey
join our
Hill,
Patreon.
yes, you can join our Patreon at the $2 level.
Yeah,
You get
$2 a month and you'll get to see
a
that.
photo of Mike's backyard
That's
once a
right.
month. The progression of the bird
You'll get a
seed
picture
hill.
of the boxes that caused turmoil today. Because I was trying to save lives and do the Lord's work.
You're doing a good deed on this Sunday.
I was.
This holy day, holiest of
It
holy days.
backfired, though. It backfired.
I always backfires. Kids, let that be a
Yes.
lesson to you. I know we're big in the the 8 to 10 year old category.
That's where all
Kids.
our downloads come from. I don't know why we're so big in that area, that demographic. 8 to 10.
Very popular with 8 to 10 year olds. Kids.
It's 90% of our downloads.
That's true.
Yeah.
I remember. I saw that. So kids. Hey kids. Welcome back. Remember, every good deed will be punished. No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's good to do good things for people, but don't expect much in return.
That's right.
Because you could be nice and clear some boxes so your beautiful wife can see the strange flying creatures in the backyard. But what's going to happen? You're going to get yelled at.
Yes.
Putting boxes in the way. That's life, kids. Suck it up. Suck up. Suck it up.
In all fairness, I had this table really good, and then I ordered another My Comic Shop order, and everything got really bad. And on top of that, yesterday, DCBS shipment arrived, and then I still had the last one that was unprocessed, or it was processed into the database, but not bagged and boarded.
Sure.
And then a My Comic Shop order came in, which got me to Punisher 1 through, where we left off with Punisher 25, I think. No, 30. Mm-hmm. Was it 35? I can't remember. And I got all the way to issue 50. So nice. I have Punisher to 50. And then I finished Punisher Volume 3, which was the John Ostrander run of Punisher. That just came in. And do you remember the Shadow Masters that we talked about that was in the Eric Larson series? Those
yes.
ninjas? I bought that miniseries, the Shadow Masters 1 through 4.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. They look nice. Pretty good.
I think I have some of those.
I ordered some Amazing Spider-Man, which made my run look a lot cleaner. And Force Works, I never even read them, but I decided I wanted to. All right. So what else we got, Bill?
In terms of comic books?
Yes.
I don't know. What do you got? I don't think I got all the ones that you listed.
Well, you didn't have Luke Cage, so I could cover that, but I'll cover that later. Which one did we cover? Did you read Divided States of Hysteria?
I did. Controversial Howard Chaykin book from Image Comics.
But it didn't become controversial until the solicit of issue 4.
Because of the cover.
Yeah, because nobody buys it anyway. Well, we do, but...
Yeah, none of those... Well, I could say none of those people. That is probably true. I doubt this has... Well, I'm guessing there's a core group of Chaykin fans who get all this stuff.
That might have been offended?
No, they weren't offended.
Well,
if you read Howard
Chaykin
stuff,
well,
you're not going to be offended by
it. If you get all of Howard Chaykin stuff, and you've read American Century, and you've read Black Kiss, and some of his other stuff, American Century, and all that other stuff, you will not be offended.
No, you are not offended by that cover.
For one thing, there's always chicks with dicks in his books. Like, almost all the time, Black Kiss, remember?
Mm-hmm.
There was some crazy shit with that. And then his books tend to have a lot of violence, and they have a lot of politics in them.
Right. And you know that, like, seeing a cover like that, you know that he's not just putting it up there as a throwaway type image. You know that the story's going to revolve around that, and he's going to have something to say about it, you know?
Yeah.
He just doesn't throw stuff in there to be, I guess it's on the cover to be controversial or to get attention, but it's in the story for a reason.
Yes. It's happening. Like you see this shit in issue one.
Yeah, so this book is it's a very it takes place in a near future where the president and was it a woman?
Yeah. Well,
And
did you
and her
did
cabinet was killed. So now there's so now the kind of the country is in a state of disarray as the new so the new team the new president has only been in power for like a month.
I think it's a female.
Is the new one a female or was the
Yeah.
old one? I couldn't
No,
remember.
the new one is.
Okay.
'Cause he's actually the CIA guy's walking with her in one scene. He's trying to convince her that he knows about this act of terrorism,
Oh,
and
right.
she's like blowing it off. She's like, "Well, everybody else is telling me not to worry about this."
That's right.
And our hero of the book, or so we think hero, the CIA agent, he's no self, I don't know, he knows about this act of terrorism. He almost wants to do it to be a hero, it seems like. Like he says, like, I'm gonna be the next so and so because I'm gonna be rewarded with all this stuff because I'm gonna uncover this. Like
Right.
he's aware of what's happening, and not only that, but he's a cheater. Like he's with his girlfriend in Washington.
It opens with him with his miss, yeah, his girlfriend in
Yeah,
Washington.
he's fucking his girlfriend, and then he calls his wife while he's with his mistress, and
And tells.
his wife is taking care of the kids, and he's just like, okay, sweetie, and the mistress says, hey, you better call me sweetie too, or you're gonna mess up. So yeah, it's weird. And then this whole book is a bunch of acts of terrorism, acts of sexual deviancy, acts of police brutality, like taking out white people. I mean, just all these different brutal acts. There's even a scientist that's into science that goes on mass killings of the 1%. So much going on in this story. It's crazy.
There is like so for the first like at least half of this book, it's like every 2 pages they're introducing like a new character in their backstory, like putting together all the pieces. Like it starts with the main guy, the agent, and then it goes to I can't remember what the next story was, but it jumps from
The next
city to
story is
city. Oh, the
the
shooter.
African American guy that's shooting white people from he's sniping people from the building, all
That
white
was in
people.
Chicago, and then
And
in oh,
then the irony of that is all kinds of the police come in and get him, you know. And then the next one is like a chick, I think it's a guy that has boobs.
it's a trans girl.
A trans girl that's having sex with like three well-to-do dudes,
Yeah, 'cause she's yeah,
and
she's a.
they actually find out that he has a dick, and
She has a
she
dick.
has a dick,
Yeah,
and
but like she says that like she brings a gun because she knows that what a lot of guys do, like they go in knowing that she does, but then they use it as an excuse to assault someone and beat someone up, and then use that as an excuse, like oh, I didn't know, like. So what? Yeah. So they attack her, and then, but she has a gun, so she fights back.
And she kills them. And then she's arrested. You know what it almost seems is they're gonna take all these people and put them on a team. Like it's introducing
They'll
a
all end
team.
up in prison together or something.
Doesn't it seem that way to you? It's like, and then the next one is the guy that well, they introduce a couple, and she's pregnant, and this is he's eating her out,
No, he's
and
not eating her out.
I thought he was. What is he
No.
doing there?
I'll be a spoiler.
But is this spoiling what he's doing?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Okay, spoilers. So fast forward if you don't, if you want to read this. He's putting a bomb in her.
Oh shit. That's I know I knew it was the same girl that had a bomb in her, but I didn't know he was actually putting a bomb in there
Yeah, he's
at
inserting the
that
bomb.
time. And that's an act of terrorism, the way the issue ends, a huge
Right,
one.
that's the one that the main agent is looking into or suspicious about, I believe. That this group is going to do something. Is good. This
Yeah.
is very this is not a this was not a 15-minute read or a 10-minute read.
No.
This took a while to get through. There's a lot packed into this issue.
And they think that they have these terrorisms or terrorists in a car, and he uses a drone to get to there. And he realizes that, oh shit, I'm following the wrong guy, and this guy's got a blow up sex doll in his car. And the real terrorists are at, it looks like they're, are they at an airport? They're in a very densely populated area. I can't exactly tell where they are. They came off a shuttle.
Well, yeah, they're in New York. It might be like Grand Central Station or something.
Yeah.
They're in, somewhere in New York, yeah.
And it's a
Somewhere
bunch of
busy in
pregnant,
New
it's a
York.
bunch of pregnant ladies, and it goes boom, boom. Did you read the
Boom.
back matter?
I did. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's
At
fascinating.
least I read the. Hang on, I got a drink. I read the Chaykin. So they have some Chaykin stuff, and then they have like back matter by the letterer explaining like how he letters
Yeah, I
a
read the
page.
Chaykin stuff about the he him when he wrote this, he wrote it last year when they thought Hillary was gonna win, and he thought Hillary had it locked in. There was no way that Trump would win, and
At that time, Trump wasn't even on the radar,
he
really.
was yeah, he wasn't. Yeah,
So
so that was
yeah.
an interesting
He
book.
kind of drew it from that perspective, but now it takes an even different kind of meaning in the current climate. So was good. I thought it was fantastic.
Yep. There's a lot happening. It's dense. It takes a good 30 minutes to read it properly, I'll tell you that.
Was very dense.
Yeah.
I could probably read it again too and pick up stuff.
Well, even in the backgrounds, there's like some weird Instagram and Twitter things going on. Do you notice that? Like
Yeah, I didn't notice that. Yeah, you
can't
can't
really
really read it.
read it, but it's there in the background.
Yeah. There was one thing mentioned in the back matter that was kind of ironic given that the controversy that his cover had, either in the back matter or the issue itself. I should have written down what it was.
Well, the whole controversy is in the cover of issue 4, which has a man hanging. It's like a Pakistani man hanging.
Yeah, so he says, so in the back, Mary says, so instead of trigger warnings, cultural appropriation, safe spaces, and social justice warriors, maybe we on the left should put aside all this balkanized nonsense and been fucking Americans for fuck's sakes, instead of allowing this nihilistic shithead to mainstream and legitimize this racist, sexist, bigoted, and flat out moronic sensibilities. Blah blah blah. In check so that here we go. That should have always oh checks that have should have always been there, but we're held in check by a common understanding that one doesn't get away with that shit in the United States of America.
Yeah.
So he's basically saying that we pay attention to a bunch of nonsense when we should be paying attention to the
What's really happening?
what's really happening. And that was kind of ironic that his cover caused a bunch of controversy when it's like there's probably way bigger things going on in the world that we should be paying attention to than
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
on a comic cover.
The irony of the situation. But it was
He wrote
great.
that.
His response, though, was. You're reading the back matter right there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so that was written way before.
That was written way before the controversy.
Controversy, yeah.
That's the
So
irony.
it'll be interesting when we get to the back matter of that issue.
Yeah, I'm sure he might write something in there about like what his intent was, and
Yeah, what happened then?
they pulled that cover, we'll get a different one.
Yeah, it'll also be interesting to see what cover he replaces it with. 'Cause
Yeah.
have a feeling he's not going to go with just a safe cover.
I don't think so. I don't think any of these covers are safe. So what else did we say we'd cover? Oh, Redneck.
Yes. Wait, did I read Redneck? Hang
Oh no.
Where? I can't find it. Hang on. Checking my file. We can do a quick commercial
It
interlude
was
while I look.
Donny Cates.
Dun, 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 dun. I have Snotty Cates.
Did you
Image
read it?
Comics. I think so. What's it about?
It's almost the way I would describe it is Hapvilles versus McCoys, except for one family's vampires, and the other family is like in the religious priest area
I don't
sect.
think I read it. Son of a bitch, where is that issue? When did this come out? What's it called? Redneck.
Probably 3 months old because three came out.
Okay, then maybe I did read it. I had to have read it. There we go. Okay, I did read it. It was a while ago. I don't have it with me though. I gotta refamiliarize myself with this.
There's really a not a lot in this story. I kind of was unimpressed until I read the back matter. It's about a family of vampires that live in the backwoods of Texas, and there's a little, it looks like a little girl, it could be a little boy, it's hard for me to tell, but he's there with his uncle, or she's there with his uncle, and he's drinking blood through a bottle, like a bottle of blood,
Right.
like true blood, like true blood, you used to be able to buy bottled blood. And he's talking about like he's been around since the Civil War, he's been around since then, and they're trying to keep peace with the other families. And then the younger kids, they decide to go into town, and they haven't been in the town for like forever. And the father and uncle are trying to stop them from going into town, and they go into town at like a girl nudie bar, and they raise hell, and it looks like they're going to kill the people they're raising hell with, and then the priest shows up, and then the uncle shows up, and they don't show anything that happens, but it looks like a lot of people might have died. You can't really tell at this point. But like one of the kids, all their cattle is destroyed. One of the kids is hanging from a tree burning in the sun. And then the father comes out and they're like, "What happened last night?" And he has to shoot one of the kids down from the tree. And then you learn more about it because his back matter talks about what inspired this book. And he grew up in Texas, and he grew up in a family that was in a family feud with another family. And he said that lucky for him that his father decided to marry and leave his inner family and get away from it. So he said that even though that feud still exists, he got out of it.
He's not a part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
So,
interesting. Yeah, so basically it's the vampire family who's been there forever, and now the religious faction is coming to get them.
yeah, well, they tried to be isolated and never go into town, and then by
Yeah.
going into town, they.
And then do they use cows for blood? Is that where they got
Yeah, I
their
think that's
blood
why the
from?
cows were slaughtered, like
Yeah.
in front of their house. I think they would bottle the blood from the cows
Yeah.
because they didn't commit murder. They tried to stay out of it, and the kids just got bored, and they left, and they had to do something.
They want to go to the titty bar.
Yeah. But I think they committed a murder at the titty bar because he's like, oh, shit, I didn't know she was not a stripper. And then I think they killed one of the girls that was with the guys that were out to get them before the priest arrived and broke it up.
Okay. Yeah, I liked this. I thought it was...
I liked it, but it wasn't like... Everything that was, I think, would have dealt with, they did off panel. Like, it was pretty much establishing the family.
So you didn't get to see the action.
Yeah, you don't get to see it. You just see the aftermath of the action.
I'm sure we'll see it in the future, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was one of my least favorite Donnie Cates books. I haven't read Baby Teeth yet, but maybe we can cover that next time.
That would be good. Hey, did you read some Star Wars book that he wrote recently? Because I think he's done a couple Star Wars. Not Star Wars. Star Trek. Star Trek books.
I have them, but I haven't read them. He did a couple of...
He did
Waypoint or something
he did,
like that.
Yeah, he did a story in Waypoint. And then there's another one that's like a Elseworlds book. Elseworlds
Star
Trek.
Deviations.
Star
Trek Deviations, yeah.
I read the first issue of that. We should cover that next time, too. It was
sure.
good.
I forgot. And then we read Predator, Judge Dredd versus Aliens.
We did. Did you? You actually had that, huh?
Of course.
It is Judge Dredd. So this is from Dark Horse and IDW. Written by John Layman, you might know from Chew, and Chris Mooneyham, who I can't remember what he's done, but I know I like his art.
His art was what I think made the book. To me, it looked like back in the day when Judge Dredd was being published by Eagle Comics. Judge Dredd has a weird cycle of publications. You could go with Rebellion or 2001, and they come from England. I mean, they're those publications, and they're
right.
usually in magazine-style format. But every now and then, an American company will license them and do their own thing or reprint some of their old tales and colorize them and put them in another volume. And right now, IDW has the Judge Dredd license, even though Rebellion is still publishing some stuff. You know, well, they do the magazine. Plus, they've been putting out a bunch of one-shots. I've been getting those. This tale is pretty cool. If you read Sweet Tooth by Jeff Lemire, he makes a world outside in the burned earth that has like hybrid men that like Sweet Tooth is defined. Like in Sweet Tooth, there's a bunch of kids that are half animal, half kid. Like they'll
right.
have the deer antlers or whatever. Well, these things are out in the middle of a marsh. In no man's land,
right.
and they get a hold of a predator that crashes there, and they bring it to this doctor. Like, would you say it's like Dr. Monroe or whatever that? There's a
yeah.
There was
yeah.
a movie with the guy from Superman. I'm trying to think of the Island of Dr. Monroe or what? Maru. I don't remember, but that doctor used to splice genes and test his subjects, and that's what this doctor does. So they take
yeah, he's like a German doctor,
predator
geneticist
there.
Or
yeah.
whatever. Yeah,
and he looks like a spider, doesn't he? Like he's got like four eyes, and they make
the doctor.
They make his mustache and Beard.
I'm assuming that I was assuming that he did like some genetic experimentation on himself.
Yeah, with a
Yeah, so
bug,
he's
like
like
a
part
spider.
spider. Yeah. And then, well, not only do the mutants bring the predator, but they also go into the predator ship and bring back some of the artifacts.
Weapons.
Yeah, and skulls that they bring back some of the skulls that the predator has collected, knowing that if there's any DNA on them, then the doctor will be able to bring them, clone them, basically.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, there's an Archbishop emoji that has a bunch of followers that Judge Dredd is chasing into the cursed earth.
Yeah, they're like a computer cult.
Yeah. And they track him down at a bar, and they capture his followers, but Archbishop Emoji takes off to that land where the predators are.
And I will say that Mooneyham draws an awesome Judge Dredd.
That's what I was telling you. Like it almost looks like a Brian Boland or Wagner, like if you were reading Eagle Comics
Yeah.
back in the day, like even like he draws Judge Dredd like proportionate, like even his jawline, you're like, holy shit, it looks like back in the day. You know what I mean? Yeah, there are some awesome scenes with Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
The art really was fantastic, and especially the Judge Dredd scenes for me personally.
The artist is the guy. He does Five Ghosts. That's what he has done before this. Some other things as well, but.
We don't see any of the aliens yet. Oh, he's
Yeah,
splicing
we
an
do.
alien. We do. The doctor has one.
Yeah, he's he
He's actually
creates
gonna
a
put it on the predator.
yeah, he
That's
clones
right.
a face sucker.
He has a whole bunch of face suckers, and he's gonna keep the face suckers for the cops. The
Oh, for the yeah, well, 'cause he has like security systems in his little marsh area, and he sees that the so do we say that
They're judges.
one of the cultists, computer cultists, ran into the marsh and the judges followed him
No,
in there.
it wasn't one of the cultists. It was Archbishop Bishop Emoji. He took off on a
Yeah, he's
speed
the lead. Yeah,
bike.
he's the leader of the
Yeah.
cultists.
No, he's
Yeah.
a robot.
He's still the leader of the cultists.
He's the leader of the cultists, but the cultists were human.
He's a
The
robot? I didn't catch
yeah.
that he was a robot.
Yeah, matter of fact, they said these fuckers that are worshipping robots, and then if you see him taking off, he looks like an emoji.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like he was wearing a mask though. Maybe he's like
No,
cyborg.
it says right here they worship a I'm trying to find where he talks
Oh, it
about
does
it.
say, where exactly is that psychotic robo messiah
Robo,
of
yeah,
yours?
Robo Messiah. The cover's amazing.
So this is really Predator versus Judge Dredd versus aliens versus robots.
Yeah. Versus
The
Magnus
cover,
Robot Fighter. You just gotta throw a Magnus in
yeah,
there.
the cover is Glenn Fabry.
Yeah.
Classic. I really like this. I was surprised
The
by how
thing
much I did.
that really caught my eye is the Judge Dredd art. Like
Me too. That when I saw Judge Dredd, I was like, "Damn, he nailed it! He nailed Judge Dredd."
the thing that makes a lot of Judge Dredd too is his facial mouth and his jawline. Like a lot of
Yeah,
people don't get the
the shot.
jawline right. It's really thick. And if you look at some of these panels, holy crap, he like nails it. Like every time you'd see it, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't even
I love
catch
this guy's record.
I didn't even catch that he had those bottles of face huggers,
Oh, and
and
the
and
yeah, I
he
didn't not
said, "Well,
say
I've got plans for the judges," and he's got the face huggers in the background. That's interesting. I missed that. I was reading it, but I didn't catch the background. Do you know what I mean? I didn't see the face huggers. I saw the face hugger that he was going to put on the Predator, but I didn't see those bottles of face huggers he had all over the place. That was cool. Yeah, I should go finish it. So much to do today, though. I gotta make this table happen again.
You better. You're in trouble now.
Yeah, I gotta make it happen.
Because you put landmines throughout the house.
That's right. Can't move. Harley can't get her bed. When is enough enough?
That's right.
What, right, Barb? What do you love me? Is that what you said? I love you too, dear. She says she loves me so much. It's good to be loved, Bill.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful
Yeah,
thing.
yeah. We also read Normandy Gold.
Normandy Gold from Titan Studios. Hard Case Crime.
I like these. Matter of
And on
fact,
the...
do you have the trades for Peep Show and Trigger Man or no?
I have, for sure, I have Trigger Man. I don't know if I if Peep Show came out yet, but
You
I did
should
order
have.
them. Maybe I have it. Maybe it's in one of my piles.
It sounds like your house is turning into my house. You have piles of stuff everywhere.
I contain them to certain locations, though. They have not expanded into the kitchen area yet.
You could do it, Bill. You're almost there. You could tell Melanie that I'm a good influence, and then you say, I hear they work good on the stove, and they work good on the table. And Melanie will say,
Tables are
why are
made
there
for food
comic
stuff.
books in my sink? You're like, don't turn the water on.
Why doesn't the water work? Oh, I had to turn
I
off the
have
I
to
turned off
disconnect the water so I can put the comic books
the
in here.
Hey, priorities. It's one of the things you have to live with when you live with a comic god.
That's right. It's one of the things you have to live with, Bill says, if you live with the comic god. Yeah. You love me, right? Yep. Don't say that. Say, yeah, baby.
I think she said,
I like the way you talk.
Normandy Gold with what's the actor's name who's on the cover? Wait, which cover do you
I
have?
bought two covers. I don't know who the actor's name is.
The Incredible Hulk guy.
Oh, Ruffalo?
No, the actor.
That's what I'm saying, Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Mark Ruffalo's on the cover.
The woman on the
And
cover looks so, like something from like a James Bond film, but I
she
don't
looks
know.
like, what's that actress?
Carolyn Monroe, or I can't remember. She was in a lot of the Hammer films, but this is somebody else. It's an amazing cover. I
That is
love
gorgeous.
these covers. It makes me want to buy the novels just for the
Of
cover.
course.
These are so great. I love these hard case crime books. This one's cool because it tells you the origin of her name, like how she got it used to be Victory, and when her father didn't come home from World War II, he died on a plane in the Battle of Normandy.
Right.
She got the name
Her,
Normandy Gold, and her
yeah,
mother
mom named her Normandy.
was freaking devastated from losing her father. And then she had a little sister from another man who they don't even name. But the whole thing is she's a sheriff in a small town, and she had like a mentor in this town, and it's like that cop taught her things. And It's a mystery of who murdered her sister, her little sister, who was
Right.
supposedly a prostitute.
Right, because she actually gets a phone call from her sister, and her sister wants to tell her something, and while she's on the phone call, her sister's killed. So now she's going to go undercover to try and figure out what happened to her. So you learn that, and then you learn a lot about her past, how she got to this point.
I liked it. The art was amazing too. I liked the
It
art.
was. It was. It was really good. Yeah, I enjoyed this one a lot. I thought it was pretty good.
In order, though, to find her sister's murderer, she actually had that sex act, right? Like that threesome? That was her, right?
Think. Did she have a threesome? Yeah. Yeah, 'cause she.
Like
Well, she.
she had to find out who that mistress was that owns
The madam.
the brothel or whatever. Yeah, the
Yeah.
madam.
Yeah, so she wanted to. She's trying to figure out who killed her sister, so she goes to the agency her sister worked for and tries to. Well, first she goes in and says, I want to meet with whatever, madam, whoever. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're at the wrong place. So then she befriends one of the other prostitutes and then does a job with her so she can get an in to meet the madam.
Yeah. I liked it.
Normandy Gold is good. Nice little crime story. Yeah, and I like the there it was. Let's see who does. So the writing was by Megan Adam. Megan Abbott and Allison Galen, with artwork by Steve Scott, the man with two first names.
So, can we queue up that Donny Cates Star Trek on our next episode?
Let's do it.
And also do a Trigger Man. Do you have that one?
I do have Trigger Man. Let me make a note.
Okay.
What was the other? There was another one too. What was the other one?
Peep Show.
No, I mean, there's another one we wanted to cover, to read.
Of Donny Cates, Waypoint.
No, there was another. I thought there was another book we said.
I didn't write it down.
I didn't either. Listeners, please tweet
Listen to
at
the
us.
show. Tell us
Yes, or
what we
email
read.
us and tell us what we're going to read.
Wow, this squirrel looks really pissed off. I wonder what he's pissed off about.
He screaming?
No, he's looking at the next yard. Like, I wonder if the cat's out or something.
Must be.
Oh, he's mad. Usually when a squirrel gets mad, their tail just goes nuts. Wonder what he's looking at.
Yeah, the squirrels in our backyard hate our cats.
That's
The
probably
cat
it. I bet you the cat.
our cattle sit there looking at the squirrel, and the squirrel just be squawking.
Yeah. Because Harley's out there, but is she out there? No, she's not. She's not out there. She's being lazy. She went for a long walk yesterday.
Took her on a walk?
Yeah, today she got out of her leash. I was pulling her, and I'm like, holy
Uh-oh.
crap. I had her on a harness, and the harness unsnapped. And I was like, oh my God.
She
No, she didn't
tear
get
race
away.
off.
She ran into that dog that hates her. You know that one dog that the guy can't control, but he essentially picks her that other dog up. It's a big dog to pick up, but he doesn't let that dog go nuts because the dog will just get on its two legs and just go arr, arr, arr. And Harley won't leave when that happens. She just stays there and looks. And I was pulling on her to get her away, and the harness went, it unhooked. I wonder if I need a new harness. I'll have to show it to you. See if what you think, Barb. But we have Helena Crash. Number one from IDW. And
Written
this
by
one,
Fabian
did you ever get his signature?
Wriggle. I did not. He wasn't there. And I wasn't going to bring. So I bought a page from what's it called? Boss Snake. It's actually my second page from Boss Snake, which was a one-shot brought up by Fabian Rangel, which was a offshoot from his Duck Unknown series. And he was at Heroes, so I was going to have him sign it, but he was never at his damn table that day, and I wasn't going to bring the page back the next day. What am I? Page carrier?
Yeah.
I think so.
But it was late in the day when you were looking for him. It was already like 5 o'clock.
He's supposed to stay there till the end of the show. So now I say no one buy anything by...
Damn.
Because of that. Actually, on Comixology, I think they're having a sale that includes the Boss Snake one-shot for 99 cents. So... get over there and pick up the Boss Snake.
And then tell us what your favorite page is. And if you match one of Bill's favorite pages that he owns, then he will send you a prize.
Yes, I'll send you a prize. If you can guess which pages. Yes, you have a good chance of winning.
Yeah. If you're the only one, you just resubmit. Is it page
one? Only one per person.
Is it page two?
One guest per person.
Three?
Do not cheat the system. Anyone found cheating the system will be banned from listening to this show in the future.
But we are going to make it exclusive show. Like, we'll only release one free every other month. And if they want to get all the shows, they have to pay for it.
Yes.
God damn it. What do they think? We're cheap meat?
You know how much we usually charge an hour for podcasting?
Yeah, if they knew our rates.
You know our rates?
How do you think we buy so much goddamn comics?
We have high rates.
High rates.
We don't do this for free.
That's right.
Sponsors.
We need more sponsors. We'll play your goddamn commercial. Send us cash, money. You can send money orders. Checks.
COD.
We don't even care if they bounce as long as you make the attempt.
I care if they bounce because then, then I get charged if they bounce.
Oh, that's right. If your check bounces, then we'll take away episodes from you.
We'll badmouth you. We'll do the opposite of advertising. You'll shit right on your plate.
Yes. Helena Crash. This art I didn't like as much.
Oh, I didn't either. Here's what I... Do you want to see what I said about the art?
Yeah, I want to see what you said.
Here's what I said. I'm quoting myself. Weird art that for some reason didn't click with me.
I can see probably why you didn't like Mofford. Is because his art style is very similar, except I think it's more refined than this.
This
looks like a Tank Girl comic, if you see it.
Could be. It kind of reminds me... I don't know. I don't have it with me, so I can't remember exactly what it looks like. It almost reminded me like of some of those books that have been coming out lately. Like Bounty and what was that other one? I can't remember what the other one was called. But some of the younger hit trying to aiming for the younger demographic. Know what I mean?
Yeah, this is Warwick Johnson Cadwell, with it's written by Fabian Rangel Jr. I like him, his writing. I like the story, even though there wasn't a lot here. It was set up this issue, but a lot didn't happen.
No.
Coffee is illegal in the future.
Yes.
And we have a courier that takes coffee to people that were willing to pay for it at an expense. And it seems like some of the gang lords are spying on her now, trying to figure out where her suppliers are and all that stuff. And she's always on the run because she's carrying coffee. It's like drugs, but everybody drinks coffee and they can't do without coffee, so she's the supplier. She's not the supplier. She doesn't supply or make the stuff. She
She
transports it from
d
point
she's a
A to
distri
point
yeah,
B,
distributes it.
distributor. I liked it. She seems like she has a friend that taught her boxing and how to fight, and he's actually gives her the coffee to take from one place to another. And this guy here that's drinking the coffee looks like Boss Snake.
It does.
Except he's
I
not a
love it.
green head. Doesn't it? Kind of. The villain?
Hang on, I'm gonna pull it up.
Did you read it digitally or what?
No, I just don't have it on me, so. That art is very Mafood.
Yeah, that's
I
what I would say.
forgot it was that Mafood-ish. I take back my earlier comment then. I thought it was more. Yeah, damn, that is Mafood-ish. Holy
It
mackerel.
is. It's. I mean, even look at the trucks and stuff, the vehicles.
Yeah. All the creatures and stuff.
It,
Even
but 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 but
yay.
I actually think his art is smoother. It's sexier. Like I look at the
Food.
girls and Girl Scouts and I'm like, wow, that's sexy. Like I think it's sexy art.
Yeah, but
Yeah,
he's been doing it for a long time, so
this is like if he was doing maybe the first volume of Girl Scouts. I could
yeah.
see it like that.
Interesting. Yeah, so what was your question?
I don't know. I don't
Yeah, I don't know what the
remember.
dude looks like. Are you talking about the boss
Oh, no, I
guy?
saw the boss guy at the back. I said that he kind of looked like Boss
Boss
Snake.
Snake. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I did with the issue. Lost it.
Man, your system has got to be like chaotic. I can't even imagine how you file or find anything.
I found Star Trek Deviations.
Well,
I'm ready.
yours should be easy. They're alphabetically. Why don't you just file them? They're a bunch of number ones. File them by company. I wanted to make sure you ordered something in previews because I want to read it. Well, I've been buying those Kickstarters and direct from the distributor, the Charlton Arrow.
Yes, I saw that. Charlton Arrow number one.
Yeah, I wanted you to get that.
It is on my list.
Good.
I saw that. Yes, I know that you get those. So is that the same thing that you already have?
Yeah,
Just a.
no, this is different. We haven't had an E-Man yet.
Okay, so it's a new
And this
one.
has the Monster Hunter from the Charlton Comics by Paul Cooperberg.
Interesting. Yeah, I thought it was just a reprint.
Yeah. I did too until I saw it and
Interesting.
read it. And I know you're gonna get Apocalypse Girl, right? By El Torres.
Of course, I
Of
get all the El
course.
Torres. I love it. Apocalypse Girl. New Slasher, new Croak. Wonderful.
Yeah.
New Pope Hats. Fantastic.
What is Pope Hats?
That's
Publisher.
one. I don't know who publishes it. It's number five. Pope Hats number five.
Have you been ordering the Black Mask books, like Cal Exit, and there was another one that came out?
I
They're
did get
like,
Cal. I ordered Cal Exit number one. I don't think it's come yet, though.
it's thick, man. They're really putting a lot of page count in those things. For one of them's $3.99, one's $4.99, but they're jam-packed with story.
Nice. That's a
Yeah.
bargain.
A bargain. And then the IT Secret World of Modern Banking starts another volume. That was really good. Yeah, there was another one that I saw that was just. Ooh, you know what came in this week? Centipede number one! So excited.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to read it. Like, I can't wait. I love
I don't have it yet.
So much.
You need to wait until.
No, I'm not
going to
wait
month.
Till the fucking Three. Trade comes
you have to wait
in,
till...
goddammit.
You have to wait till I get number one, which will be at the end of the month. So please, well, let's see. How many days are in this month? Oh, it's almost the end of the month.
I am
Never
not
mind. You
waiting.
Can read it. I'll have it by the next time we record.
And there's another Don Schaefer book from Devil's Due. Did you see that?
I'll allow you to read it. Wait, what book? Don Schaefer?
Malefic. He did that shark one.
Oh. Wait, what? What's his name? Dan?
Devil, it's in Devil's Due. Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, I did see that.
He hasn't even finished his other series, though. I don't think
his books
has.
Are so expensive, though.
Yeah,
$4.99. I don't like that.
Don't
it's
like
too
it.
Much. It's too much.
I think there was one other book that I was like, this is obscure, and I wanted to get it. And I was going to mention it to you, but I can't find it now.
I didn't bring my list in here. I'm unprepared. Totally unprepared.
I can't find it now. Oni Press, look, that Made Men looks pretty cool. I like that. The A-Team meets Frankenstein. You're probably getting that already. It was from some publisher I'd never seen before. Now I can't find it. I should have bent the page.
Okay, I'm gonna go grab my. I'm gonna go grab my list.
Grab
I'll be right back.
List.
I'll be right back. Well,
I'll be
this
talk while you're talking.
Short commercial
that,
break.
I'll be talking about Luke Cage because you didn't read that.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So, Luke Cage number one by David Walker, and it goes back to the very first Cage where he was experimented on and the scientist commits suicide, at least so they think. It looks more like a murder. But while he was alive, he was experimenting on people, especially people that were going to die or they had some fatal disease, and he was trying to keep them alive. The problem is, since Cage was created, he hasn't been able to get a formula that would be stable with anybody, so they kind of lose their sanity. But there was a gas developed by him that they would be able to put these gas masks on and be able to maintain their sanity, but when he died, they're like, they don't know how to fabricate this, so they actually capture one of his assistants thinking that she could fabricate that same gas, and she doesn't know what she's doing. But anyway, it brings about like a family of Cages. They call each other's like brothers and sisters because they were created by the same father, if you will, the same scientist. And he's actually working with one of the most insane ones right now. But yeah, I really liked it. Issues 1 and 2 are out right now. I thought it was pretty good, and I enjoyed it. The other one I want to talk about is, which I know Bill isn't reading, is Infamous Iron Man by Brian Michael Bendis and Alex Maleev. This one, it's probably flying under a bunch of people's radars because it was relaunched, and I don't think a lot of people really knew what this is. What it is it's a Fantastic Four book, and it's disguised as Iron Man. But Dr. Doom decided he's going to take the armor. And when he did that, he calls Ben Grimm, starts going after him as a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent to try to take him out. and finds out that he's in Latveria and his mom's alive, like Dr. Doom's mom is alive. And if you loved Hickman's Fantastic Four, you will love this Bendis infamous Iron Man. And it's had Reed in it, like issue, I think it's 8, brought Reed back into it, but you don't know if it's that crazy Reed that's been in New Avengers, or if it's really Reed, but he seems to know things that Ben Grimm, only him and Reed would know. And he's telling him these stories to convince him, but he says, you have to kill Victor. And then he even calls Johnny. So he's like, Johnny, he has a meeting with him, and he's like, oh, you broke up with Medusa? What, did she catch too much hair in the drain? And all this craziness. But it's just amazing. Like, it's classic Ben Grimm, classic Doctor Doom, classic Johnny Storm. Reed seems like Reed, but he wants him to kill, so that's it doesn't seem like Reed. It seems like that backwards Reed. So if you read Hickman's run on Fantastic Four, I'd highly, highly recommend Infamous Iron Man. It's the best comic book, in my opinion, monthly, that's being published right now. And hopefully Bill will come back with his previews.
I have it. That's high praise.
I love Infamous Iron Man. Like, it's the best. But I am a Fantastic Four guy, so
Yeah, you like
I
seeing
had
them.
no idea. I had no fucking idea that Bendis could do Fantastic Four. Like, he has to have like a love for it, because if you love Fantastic Four and you see the voice that he writes in, it's them. Like, it's like one of the things about Hickman's run of Fantastic Four is he understood all those characters, and that's what made it spectacular. And Bendis is taking off with it, and it's amazing. It is freaking amazing. I'm like going on the Bendis wagon again. Like, I'm falling in love with his
The
stuff. Like,
style.
I left it for a while, and now his style, I don't know if it's just because like sometimes he can write some characters like Daredevil and it's spectacular, but when he does a team book, I don't so much care for it. But this isn't a team book, but it's an FF book, and it just, oh God, it. And people probably don't. There's probably so many Fantastic Four people that are like demanding a Fantastic Four book. Well, they should be reading Infamous Iron Man. That's what they should be reading. It's disguised as an Iron Man book, but it's a Fantastic Four book. And on the side, it's like Doctor Doom is legitimately trying to be a hero now, and he's going after Fantastic Four villains, like old school villains, and taking them down. Really cool stuff. So, in previews, what did you have there? What was out your list?
What's on my list that's notable?
Or are you going to get Captain Kronos, Vampire Hunter? I am.
What page is that on, Captain Kronos?
432.
I don't know if I have that. What page is it on?
432.
432-22. I think, oh, the Hammer Book? I don't know. It is written by Abnett. Did you say that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's written by Abnett, so that makes me interested.
I did like what they did with the Hammer film so far with I haven't read the Amino Dracula thing, but well, I think that's on a novel, but I have read The Mummy and it was really good.
I don't know. I don't really have a lot of any actually, a lot. I don't have any experience with the Hammer films, so I have no love of Hammer films.
I don't either, but I like the comics.
Okay. I did have there's a couple books on page 70, Let me think. Let me see. There's a new Black Mass book.
Yeah, I get all of Black Mass, so I don't even...
Oh, here
well,
we go.
I don't get all of them. I don't get that Kim and Kim book. I didn't like that.
I didn't either. Page 329 from Comics Tribe. Sync number one.
329. Have you placed your order already?
Yes.
I have not. Oh, that's what I'm so glad that you pointed that out, because the book that I wanted to point out was Cosmic Times Decisions, Faces of the Stranger.
I have that as a potential. Okay, let me go back to Sync. Sync number one is written by John Lees, who we know from, what was that book called? The Kidnapping of That Little Girl. What was that called? With the weird art.
That was also a Comics Tribe book, but I can't remember what it was.
This is great, though. So I'm looking forward to this.
I like the Decisions book because they're written really well. They're like stories of everyday stuff where you could go one way and make a decision and go the other way and make a decision, and it has like a Twilight Zone type feel to it. They're really, really good. And I think Zach Bassett, who's a friend of mine, actually co-wrote it. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So there's other Decisions books? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I own them all. There's four of them. They're just one. They're done in one stories.
Yeah.
And this is like, I think, the fourth one. And it should be good.
Yeah, I had that on my potential list. I like that it's a one-shot. A man coming to terms with his sexuality and future. A life story with a touch of the supernatural.
Yeah, they're really cool stories. He tackles, like, hardcore stuff, too. Like, there was one on abortion, and there was one on... I can't remember what it was, but... It has to do with, like, critical decisions in one person's life. Like, where you can go... Like, there's a fork in the road, and you make one choice, and then it shows you the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I may have to get that one.
That's the one that I was wanted to convince you to get. That one and the Charlton Arrow.
Yeah, Charlton Arrow.
The Charlton Arrow is $7.99, but it's usually a thick magazine comic.
Right. What page is that? Yeah, I saw that. I wanted to check those out. So.
Well, the interesting thing about Charlton Arrow, though, is the original ones were getting away with something because they said they were historical references. So they were actually showing Blue Beetle, Peacemaker, Thunderbolt, all those Watchmen characters that came from Charlton, Question. And now that they're selling the book, I don't think they can put that little disclaimer anymore. And I don't think we'll see those characters that DC has now.
Okay. Well, that's probably why they introduced the new characters.
Yeah. So, like, DC has Ted Kord, Blue Beetle. They have Captain Atom still. They have Question. They have Commander Steel. They have... Not Commander Steel. What's his name? God dang, it's something Steel. He's got, like, a steel hand. Nightshade. They use all those characters. For some reason, Peter Cannon, Thunderbolt, they used to publish that he actually had a series with DC, and he was part of the Charlton acquisition. Somehow, Dynamite, I wonder if that character somehow got underpulled. Dynamite must, like, monitor public domain characters, like, and say, okay, this character's available, let's do something. And they did a Peter Cannon Thunderbolt, which by art with Jonathan Lau, and it was amazing. But I love those characters. And this one has E-Man, Monster Hunter, and some other character I've never seen. But those are the two that I'd recommend that were in previews that were publishers that like AC Comics, man, god dang. You know how we were talking about like quality comics? Like we were talking about like that back issue magazine and they publish like the old Uncle Sam and Doll Man and all that stuff in black and white, but their comics are like $30. And it's just too expensive. It doesn't, like, I've seen them, the content of them, and I would love to get them, but for $30 a comic, it's not worth it.
Which publisher is that in previews?
It's the same publisher that's doing, they publish a comic called Men of Mystery, and inside of there,
Okay.
they do a lot of the quality characters, the Golden Age stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna check out Wolfenstein, because I think it has to do with Castle Wolfenstein. Or no, that it's not Wolfenstein. I'm getting it confused with Castlevania. I watched.
Castlevania.
I'm gonna check out Wolfenstein though anyway.
Who's that bringing that out?
Dynamite. No, Titan.
Titan. Did you see? Well, you probably already know. I'll point it out though, that they're doing a Bloodshot bundle,
Yeah, for all 12
valiant
issues.
for all 12 issues.
I think that's ridiculous if you pre-order anyway. It doesn't make any sense.
That's a crazy pre-order.
It is.
You're all in. You want to be all in on this? But I guess if you're going to order it anyway, then yeah, Wolfenstein. Two issues. I was never into that. That's a video game, right?
Yes, but so was Castle Wolf and no Castlevania,
Castlevania.
and I started watching that on Netflix and it was pretty awesome. So I'm all over it. There's also another Bedtime Stories for Impressionable Children with a Jim Shooter story in it again. So that's volume two.
What
And
page is
then
that on? I missed that one.
on 275.
I missed that one. I can't find my first issue.
And for those Overground comic fans, the final issue of Plus Ultra is coming out.
Seriously, he got up to publishing all the issues except for the last one. That's funny.
I think it's the s yeah, I guess. I think I'm missing a few because I think they canceled them, so I don't know if he like considered that, but let me see Plus Ultra. I was getting all the Overground stuff, so. Not because they're fantastic, but. I don't have seven either, so. I don't know what's going on.
Have to see what collections they do, because there's one of them I liked. I don't remember which one it
Yeah, I got
was.
the first one came out in this last comic batch. You don't know how excited I am to read Centipede, though. I'm so excited. I'm like Atari me, man. Atari me. After reading both Sword Quests, I'm
Over
like so excited. I want more Atari books. Like I was dying to like go through it and say, "Oh, another Atari book. I didn't see one."
see what the latest Atari book is.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if they do like Yar's Revenge or any of those? I'll be like so stoked. It'll be weird though because Atari like what is Atari proper and what is not? Like they did a lot of games that were Atari games, but they were licensed through another company like Defender and Space
Right.
Invaders and do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be weird to see like what
But
books they could come out with.
wasn't Centipede?
No, Centipede was Atari.
Was it?
Yeah.
I just know that it was in the, they had arcade machines of it too, so I didn't know if it was originally like a whatever, was that company Taito or whatever?
Oh, was it a Tato one? I don't think so. I don't think that. I know what you're talking about. I don't think it was a Tato one. I wish they had success. Like, I know that the Sword Quest book is only going to be finite, but it's so good. I just love it so much, and I just want them to keep doing these. So, like, I just I want more.
Well, it'll be interesting because Centipede is the second one after Sword Quest, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if it follows the same model, I guess, as Sword Quest.
Sword Quest is a little different though, because it can have more depth because it's like an adventure game, right? Like, had four volumes of an adventure game. Centipede is just going from stage to stage. Do you know what I mean? Fighting a centipede. And but all the various bugs, you'd have the spiders come down.
Right, but as a story, are they just doing that there's an alien invasion and there's these...
I don't know, but I'm excited
bugs
to find
coming
out.
Down.
I'm excited, man. I want to go play Atari game.
Bring out my 2600.
Yeah. On my old iPad, I had an Atari thing I bought that actually came with a controller where you could play some Atari games. And I feel like going to play it. I have Centipede. That's one that plays really well. Missile Command. Oh, my God. I love Missile Command. What a game.
I was never as into Missile Command. I think because I just sucked at it.
I liked it better at the arcade because it had the ball.
Oh, with the ball. Yeah, the ball made it
ball,
easier.
And you could spin that thing really fast.
Yeah.
On the other one, you're having to move. Like, you had to move the joystick to get it. But I really like it. You can make a lot of stuff with that, like in a sci-fi series. Like, you're a bunch of these dome cities, and they're being attacked by these aliens. And you have to do stuff. But
then you could have something.
It's a simple game.
Like...
It's like all these lightning things coming down with these laser beams coming from the sky, and you have to use the trackball and stop them before they. You have to blow up the explosion before the thing passes it, like, or hits it.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be at the.
Well,
right
you could
time.
Do it like in the story. One of the towns could be it already got hit by something and it's wounded. And then they need another team or another dome to shoot down a missile that's coming at them.
Yeah.
But they say, no,
like,
we got a missile coming at number five. We need to protect number five. And then there'll be like some political things going on.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We should write this goddamn Missile Command story. Goddamn. Asteroids. I mean, we could do a lot of different. I hope.
It's just like floating through space.
I hope they keep doing these. Even if it's just for me. I didn't buy the right cover though. I wanted the cartridge cover and I don't know why I didn't buy it.
They charge more for those ones?
No, it's the same price. I bought the cartridge cover for Sword Quest number one.
Thanks.
I wanted the Centipede one. I still might buy it.
You will.
My comic shop didn't get any of them because Sword Quest didn't sell well for him because he bought like a lot of the number zeros for a quarter.
Yeah.
And then...
didn't sell well.
Well, I think I'm the only one that's on... Like, I didn't order it. Like, Sword Quest was when I was looking at cutting back and I'm like, I never played that game. But it was fucking amazing. Like, I was like, okay, it's just a quarter, right? Like, what is this going to cost me? It's a quarter. I'm going to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just bought the first issue thinking, well, I probably won't even like it. But I thought it was so fucking amazing that I added it to my pool at the comic shop. And I think he said only two people are getting it, me and some other guy. And I said,
that
guy has good taste.
He should have just thrown the quarter comic in everyone's box.
He does that strategy, but he doesn't do it for free. He does it. So people
Oh,
put
you
it
gotta
back,
pay.
and it's like a qu he does that with like, 'cause Dynamite does the quarter stuff. They did it with like Sovereigns or whatever, and they did it with they're doing it with Sheena, and they did it with Vampirella and Red Sonja. So he does that a lot, and I don't know how well it works for him, but
Why doesn't he just give to them for free though?
I don't know. I
Because
don't
what's he
know.
paying? 13 cents or something for it?
Yeah.
I'd take the hit.
Comic retailing is scary shit, man. I saw like he had to close a bunch of pull boxes. It must be like $400, $500 worth of comics.
Yeah, they get killed
And I'm
on
like,
that.
holy crap. Those motherfuckers that don't pick up their books, man. And then you're like asking him, like, he had some really bad holiday days. Like the 4th of July, I think he made like $37 for the whole day. I'm like, that's
Oof.
horrible. Does that even pay the rent? I'm like, god damn.
Yeah, it'll pay for the lights.
Well, he has an employee that he hires when, because he took the 4th off, and then I think he did the same thing for Memorial Day, and it didn't work out well.
Oh, now he knows. Just shut down on those
Just
days.
shut down, man. It's not worth it.
No, because, yeah, on the 4th, who's going to buy comics on the 4th of July?
Well, his busiest days are Wednesday because of the Wednesday
Of course.
Warriors and Saturday. Because I think
Right.
everybody goes on Saturday to pick up their shit.
Yeah, because that's when people are
Yeah.
available. Yeah, it'd be rough. It'd be stressful, man.
Oh, yeah. Because you never know. Like you can't even count on the next month. Do you know what I mean? You know that you have your loyal customers and they're gonna be your blood of the store. But something happens to one, you can't even trust your new ones because you don't know if they'll keep coming in.
They have to hang around.
You see it all the time that some people get this urge in their butt or whatever, it says, I want to start collecting Amazing Spider-Man. And then they go buy a bunch, and then they just lose interest, like it's gone. Oh, why am I spending it when I can go to the movies? Do you know what I mean?
Right, and then their box filled, then they got so much
And they don't tell
piled
the
up.
store owner, hey, cancel Amazing Spider-Man. And then they have like 6 months of shit in there. You almost have to say, if you don't come in every month, your shit's closed. That way you don't lose as much. Unless you have some agreement with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, unless you let me know that you're going to be picking them up.
But did we cover all our books?
Only other thing I wanted to mention is on 469 from Vault, they have three number ones coming out.
Yeah.
Deuce of Hearts, Maxwell's Demons, and Reactor. Reactor's a Donny Cates book. Those are usually pretty good, so I'll have to think about getting all those. Killing me, all these number ones. Bastards.
Did you get Betty Page number one?
I did order Betty Page
All
number one.
right.
And they have I'm tempted to get the Jim, what, how do you say his last name? Ballant?
What does he have?
He has like an exclusive, I think it's Jetpack cover.
Exclusive jetpack cover for what?
For Betty Page number one.
Oh, yeah, for the comic store jetpack.
Yeah. It was nice.
I'm gonna try that Killer Instinct from Dynamite. I don't know what it is, based on a game. It looks cool. And these Sheena covers, god damn. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be tough to decide from that J. Scott Campbell, which is what I'll probably go with, or this Ryan Sook. Good dang, it's awesome. I'm a sucker for some jungle action. And I'm
I
gonna
know
do
you love those
John
jungle
Wick.
women.
I'm gonna do John Wick too.
Yeah, I'm thinking about John Wick.
I'm
Oh, I did
thinking of
watch.
that Cohen and Sinkovich cover for John Wick. It looks awesome. I like it.
Where is it? What page is that on?
That's on 333.
333. I actually just recently watched John Wick Part 2.
Ah.
I think I liked it more than John Wick Part 1.
I like them both.
They're very similar.
Yeah, they are.
John Wick killing a shitload of people. yeah. Where's the... Oh, yeah, I like it.
Doesn't that look cool? I like it a lot, that cover.
Yeah, that's Batman's cover. That would be the cover I'd choose. No surprise. Cowan.
Oh, those shadow covers are awesome. They have a Mike Kaluta one. How about that? Shit. Tyler Kirkham? Oh, that looks awesome. Tommy Lee Edwards. I might have to buy all those covers. I hate to do that, but when it's a pulp character or Red Sonja, shit.
Crazy.
Hit my weakness, man.
You got to find your favorite cover and go with it.
You can find your favorite cover. I'll just get them all because I could decide later.
Decide later.
I am going to get that... That Devil's Due book, just because I liked what he did with the sharks, and whether this finishes or not, I don't know. Because Atoll is what he did, right? I think he did Atoll, and I don't think that one's finished yet.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't think I've gotten Atoll, number 3. No, that's Tim Daniel. Which
no,
one am
I thought,
talking about?
I thought Atoll was... Was that the Cullen Bunn one?
Atoll was the Tim Daniel one. That's the one where...
Okay. Oh, that was
They capture
the TV
actress.
Show or whatever, right?
Yeah, they capture the actress. They film it and stuff in that little circle of sharks.
I like that one. Did number 2 ever come out?
Yes. Number 3 hasn't.
Okay. Yeah, the one...
Hookjaw. Was it Hookjaw? I can't remember.
I think
it was a shark book.
Yeah, wasn't it there was one where there's a girl on a surfboard.
Oh, shit, yeah. What was that
I think it was
one
that
called?
One.
What was that one called? That was good, too.
I don't know. I got to look at geekbrunchpodcast.com.
Yeah, go look
at
that.
Geekbrunch. Hey, spell it.
Those guys are awesome, man. They deserve
I can't everything. Find it. Oh, I spelled the podcast wrong. Those guys are thorough. I find
they're the best.
Oh,
they're
Bunch.
The best.
It's not Geek Bunch podcast brunch. They're informative. They cover new books, then they have shows that cover old books.
We need to do more Punisher. That's what we need to do. We need to take off where number 25 left off and see what
I need happens. To buy I don't have those. I need to buy them.
You
okay, here we
26?
Go. Shark Week. We have Atoll, Hookjaw, and White.
Okay.
That was it, White.
That one, I just wanted to check to see if that one finished. Yeah, that one did finish.
Okay. So yeah, that was the Dan Schaefer one.
Yeah, so I'm getting that one for sure because I liked White. A matter of fact, White was my favorite.
Atoll was my favorite.
I just love White because the suspense of it, like...
Look at this. If you go to geekbrunchpodcast.com, you can click on the pictures and see like larger versions of the covers.
There you go.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
That's full service. Full service. And it's funny. All three of these covers have like a shark like opening its mouth so you can see the teeth. It's hilarious. Okay, what were you saying?
I was saying you should get that. That was a good series. White. You probably didn't buy the trade, did you?
Did bring out the trade? I don't know. Let me look it up. I think I might have. Was it solicited?
It should be. It's in my database.
Let's find out. Did it come out already? If it came out, didn't I get it? Let's see. White. Oh, it'll be coming in my next shipment.
Well, how about that?
I'll have it next week.
Well,
we
you
should
have
read that.
It next week or the week what? After? You get it at the end of the month.
Yeah, I'll either get it next week or the week after.
Yeah, the week after is when you'll get it.
I might get it that week.
No, you Sometimes won't.
Yeah.
It's only the 16th this today.
I know, end of the month is next, the last Wednesday is next week. It's the end of July, man.
Next Wednesday. Oh, wow. Yeah, but you still have two Wednesdays, 19th and 26th.
Yeah.
So at the earliest, you'll have it by the 28th, right? Do you get your
yes.
shipment on Friday?
Depends when they ship it. If they ship it Wednesday, I'll get it by Friday. Usually. Usually. Because they're still sending it from Indiana. So theoretically, I'd get it in 1 day or 2 days. But my last shipment, they sent to Ohio, which is the opposite direction, and then back to Chicago. So it took like forever to get here. I sent my comics to Ohio. What are you sending my comics to Ohio for? That's
just... Well, I'm still waiting for. I wanted to get all of the JSA and Omnibus, and I ordered them from Amazon, and one of them is stuck. Like it came all the way to Colorado, and then somehow they shipped it back to Wyoming. I don't know what the fuck happened. And then it stayed in Wyoming for like 3 days. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, and I'm happy to report that. I emailed DCBS and they to ask if they had if I could order a copy of the nudie Savage Dragon cover.
Yeah, me too. I got it.
And they said yes. They said we will put those
even,
titties
even
in your box.
My comic shop was surprised because they didn't know about it. And he went onto the Diamonds website and saw that he could order it. So. He's like, wow, they have it? Those image guys are really fucking the retailers, I swear, because they don't solicit them, half of them until final order cut off.
I know,
they,
I don't know.
They
I
never
don't
make
understand
the
it.
They never make the previews.
Yeah, that's what, when I saw that one, I'm like, holy shit. And then I thought it was like a, you know, like a limited variant or something through
yeah.
like a store or something,
that's
but
what
it was
I
like.
Thought.
And that was in previews. It's like, what? That was not in previews.
And that's when that Martin Ferretti guy said, here's the order code, you dumbasses.
Yeah, Martin Ferretti from the... he's on some podcast, I think. I don't remember which one.
Yeah, he's a Nerdy Legion guy.
And I said Nerdy Legion.
It's the grab ass of podcasts. That's what I call it.
That is true. Was it New Animosity? Aftershock has a couple of new Cullen Bunn. Man, how many books is Cullen Bunn going to bring out? Lord.
I don't know. And then he was doing a Patreon. You want more books? And fucking support my Patreon, goddammit. Like, what the fuck?
Everyone's got a Patreon, don't you know?
Yeah, it discourages me. It's caused... the Kickstarter thing and that are desensitizing me from things. I don't know.
Yeah, Kickstarter, I've learned to, unless it's something where I really want to support the creator or if there's a special version available, then I'll just wait for previews.
Well, there is one that I'm really tempted to get. Oh, I finally got the Dan Breeden Kickstarter after
I did
about
too.
2 years. 2 years. Was it 2 years? 3 years?
I don't
know. Has it been that long?
It was a while.
It's a long while. It
new
just came
Nocturnals.
In. It just came in. Yep. But there is a Kickstarter that I saw somebody tweet, and it's right up my fucking alley. Like, it's Gothic Tales of Haunted Love.
Nice.
Comics Anthology. And I love horror romance. Like,
me
I'm a
too.
Sucker for it, man. Like, that Dead Man Forbidden thing, oh my God, it was brilliant.
I need to read that. We should cover that too. Well, you already read it, right?
I already read it, but I know it. Like you know something's good if I read it a year ago and it's fucking in my brain. Like I can recall it. It's great.
Yeah, I need to. I'm gonna read that.
Sarah Vaughan, man. But this one is everything that I like. It even references our Dark Mansion of Forbidden Love. It talks about. Ghostly tales, gothic romances, haunted love from the 70s, and he says, "This is what we're shooting for." And man, I am so tempted to do this, and it's sort of affordable.
200 pages.
It's 200 pages, and I think for at the $30 level, and it's you can get the physical book.
Yeah, and that's Canadian, so it'd be less.
Yeah. It's a little less. So, I've been looking at this one.
Was that gonna be in previews? Let me see.
It may be. Like if we're patient, we may get it. Because I think this isn't a hardcover either. Like the physical edition, I think it's a soft cover, so it's still a lot. Like even these prints, like, do you see the cover of it? What they've chose for the image? That is so dark.
That woman running,
yeah,
running through the forest.
It is so
in a
like
white
those
dress.
The DC Comics ones. Yes, I love it. I fucking love it. And then if you scroll down and you see like the, I think they're the prints.
Mm-hmm.
The prints are amazing. I like them a lot. Especially the girl with the castle in the background in the green dress. Holy shit. I mean, those are the covers that, like, I would die for. Like, it just, they're just amazing.
You would order every cover of this in single issues.
I would. Every
Bedside
cover.
Press. I don't know. These other books.
They Bedside give some Press. Samples. And some of them are really clicking with me. Some of them are not. But I read the content of it, and it's got the gist of what I look for in those stories. So I'm going to probably go for it. It'll be $24. Approximately in U.S. dollars.
I'll have to take a closer look at this one. Because I don't think this is going to be in previews.
It may not.
Because they're all... I never heard of Bedside Press. And I don't recognize any of these other books they've brought out.
And it's Canadian, Bill.
It's Canadian.
Yeah, that's already got to be like, holy crap. I wonder if they're soliciting this under Bedside Press, though, and it'll come up. Up a couple years later under Chapter House or something.
It's always possible.
Chapter House is Canadian.
They're Canadian. I'll have to read these previews and see. Oh, this one's nice.
It's up my alley, so I'm gonna do it.
You convinced yourself?
I've convinced myself. It's a publication date. Is roughly January 2018, so it's still a ways away, but I think I'm going to do it. Whether it gets funded or not, I don't know, because it's still a ways away.
It is. It's not even at 50%, but it's got a bunch of days to go.
Yeah, I just found out about it yesterday. I bookmarked it so I could...
Yeah, I'm going to bookmark it. Remind me. Yeah, it's in my reminder.
Were there any other books that we covered? Oh, you probably didn't read the Valiant Harbinger Renegades. You don't like the Valiant.
I do like the Valiant. I'm just very behind on the Valiant.
You don't like the Valiant. You don't read it. You never
Son
get
of a
an
bitch.
Interest to go back and read it.
I just need to make time.
You know what I'm missing? Is the Crossed. I'm missing it.
Me too, but I got a bunch of volumes to read.
Yeah, I was thinking if you could find out what your next volume is and tell me what issues that I can align up with you.
Okay, I could do that. I'd have to check. I think you were already ahead of me, though.
I think I was 2 trades ahead of you, I think.
So I'd have to catch up to you.
But it's been a while.
Yeah, I might have... I did read a couple Alterna books.
Well, you didn't tell me, or I would have fucking read them.
I thought you read them already.
No.
You read them as they come out.
No, I don't.
One of them, yeah, you read The Chair.
Oh my God, I did read The Chair.
Did you read Trespasser?
No.
Why not? I put it in the. I didn't mention it. I thought you were reading these as they came out.
No. How well do you know me after all these fucking years? We just talked about I read what I want when I feel like reading it.
Thought you'd feel like reading Trespasser.
I guess I didn't. I didn't read it. I'd say I'll wait for Bill to say, "Hey, it's time to read another number one."
Okay, add the Alterna number
Trespasser?
one. Yeah, I didn't really like it though.
Well, let's talk about it if you didn't like it.
Yeah, we could talk about now the ch
Trespasser and the Chair. We could talk about the Chair. I
we
like
could talk
that
about the
one.
chair. Now the chair, I remember I've heard about the chair for many years. I think it's been published several times.
Yeah, I read it digitally like 2 years ago. This is a refresher.
I'm gonna look it up on my comic shop to see the chair. Yeah, Alterna's published it a couple times already. But they had it was a trade paperback. Well, they published it as a trade a couple two times before. So this is the third time they've published it. But this time as a newsprint. So this is about a dude who's in jail, and he claims he did not commit the crimes that he's
Well, I'm
being charged
convinced he
of.
didn't. I'm convinced that they framed him.
It does seem like
They framed him for
he
killing
was
those
the
children.
most likely su yeah, because it was he had a fight with his boss, and then the next day his boss's kid and all of her classmates were killed at their school at the daycare center. So he was the prime suspect. And he says that they didn't have any evidence against him, but he was still convicted. But can you believe a felon?
I trust him.
So he's in this prison, which seems like the worst prison in history.
Yeah, they piss in their food, they spit in it, they do all kinds of shit.
They're very cruel, and then they kill one of them, don't they?
Yeah, that guy seemed like he was innocent too, or he had like it was a weird situation. They closed the door, from what I can tell in the artwork, on him, and it cut him in half while he was going into the other guy's cell. He was kind of like his friend that he would talk to, and he went in there, and the art is really dark, like really dark. And it looks like the guy hit the door buzzer, or the sliding door, and it's like slammed
Yeah,
shut,
slammed shut,
and it cut
chopped him in
him,
half.
literally chopped him in half.
Oh, and he was the guy who he was a soldier and he found a bunch of kids and he let them go and then they grew up to be terrorists.
Yeah.
Or they didn't grow up to be terrorists. They would the kids were actually one of the kids was a suicide bomber or blew up a bunch of people, so it came down on him like you let that kid go and he
Yeah.
killed a bunch of people.
Wasn't it a military thing?
Yeah. Oh
Like
yeah.
in Desert Storm or something like that? I think it was in one of the Middle Eastern wars.
Yes. Yeah, somewhere in the Middle East.
Yeah, I gave that a 5 out of 5. I really liked it. It flowed well. I thought it established the story really well. I liked it a lot. So you said you didn't like The Trespasser. What was the story? What is the premise of this?
The premise of this is that it takes place in, they don't really say, but some kind of a post-apocalyptic type world. And a man and his daughter are living in this like shack in the middle of the like suburb from ever, or in the middle of the forest, I guess. And they go out and they find, they're looking for food and they find like a chicken, but it's irradiated, so they can't eat the chicken. And then he goes farther and finds an alien caught in a trap and brings it home.
So you're done with that one, huh?
Yeah, I think I'm done. I like the art in it though. It had good art. I really like the art.
You
It
know what I
was.
read that came out that it's been out for a long fucking time, and I just read it now, was The Bunker number one. Did you read that?
The bunker, that's the what's that dude's name?
Falakov? I don't remember.
Oh yeah. Fyalkov. Yes, I did. I was reading that for a while, but I stopped because it didn't feel like it was going anywhere.
That one was an interesting number one, though, because it was like they go to bury a time capsule, they find a bunker that had to do with their future selves, and like one is a president, it's like a dystopian future. One of them invented a virus that took down the entire world. And it seems to know like details, like the sexual abuse of one of the uncles of one of the girls, and I don't know, just really weird. Really weird story.
Yeah, it started out really strong, and I think it wasn't that the story wasn't going anywhere. I think it was just that it was too slow-paced for
Yeah.
me. Like
It
it was
was
taking forever to
dense
get
like
anywhere.
shit too. It took me almost like 40 minutes to read it. It was a
Yeah, that was
lot of
the first
content.
the first issue. But I think some of the issues after that are quick reads. Look at this word marked on my screen. What is that?
We have a dove that thinks he's like it's a baby dove,
Thinks
and
he's a human.
no, he like hangs out with the sparrows, and it's really weird because doves usually they're the bottom feeders of the bird world. In other words, they see all the droppings that the other birds leave, and they go to the floor and they kind of pick at the floor. Well, this guy actually goes on the thing and he picks at the socks, the feeders, and you don't ever see doves do that.
He's rising above his lot in life.
No, Barb is teaching him to not be a bottom feeder anymore.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. It's like don't feed the bears. The whole evolutionary thing is going to shit in my backyard.
And you know, birds are evolved from dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So
But
she's.
Barb's, maybe they'll be on our side when the post-apocalyptic happens.
She's going to turn them back into dinosaurs,
Barb
perhaps.
will be like Moon Girl in The Devil Dinosaur. She'll be riding on top of the dinosaur.
I have trained them.
Man, you're missing some good Marvel books. I don't know what's your problem.
What, like what?
International Iron Man.
I know, you already said
Infamous
that.
Iron Man. Oh my God.
I did pick up a
So
couple
good.
of internet, I think international Iron Man's yesterday at a local library convention.
Oh, you're gonna love it because it's a standalone. You don't have to read anything else.
Let me see what I picked up.
You could just read
Iron
that
Man.
and you're gonna be like, yeah, this is good shit.
Yeah, International Iron Man. See? I picked it up because you mentioned it.
Yeah, so good.
I'd
Now you
listen.
need the infamous Iron Man. But did you read Hickman's Fantastic Four or no?
No.
Oh, so you won't.
I want to, though. I'm a.
You won't understand the majesty of that because it's so big. It's so, I don't know. It would read good in one sitting, I tell you, if you just sat. It's so much, though. It's so much. I wish I would have double
Oh,
dipped on
Fantastic
that.
Four.
I wish I would have gotten the omnibus on that before it went out of print. It's so
I was going
good.
to say, is there an omnibus?
They had volume one and volume two, yeah.
Yeah, volume
Volume
two, I can get it. 50.
one's out of print, I think.
I can get volume two, $56. It's a good deal.
But if you don't get volume one, it's not, you don't see the big picture.
I'm going to see volume one. They're going to rape me on that one.
They're gonna rape you.
Fantastic Four Omnibus. Volume one. $324.
Yeah, I told you they're gonna rape you.
That's a bargain.
Well, I would have bought it if it was back to like what, if it was like at the retail cost, I would even buy it at retail, which is like 125.
What's wrong with Marvel? Why can't they put it back in print?
It
They
might
will
come back
probably.
in print. They did, what did they bring back in print recently? The Walt Simonson Thor omnibus.
Yeah, they did. How
Yeah.
was that out of print too?
Yeah, it was.
I have that one.
I don't have that one.
It's back in print.
I'm so tempted to get it though because my hope is that they print it in the Epic line, but I think because they're putting out the omnibus again, they're gonna delay
It's
it in the Epic.
unlikely. Yeah.
Because the Epic's focus seems to be on stuff that they haven't printed. I mean, with the exception of the early stuff, you know, like the number 1 through 50 or something like that, they tend to focus on stuff that don't have a bunch of collections. I got two new Epics that came in. Amazing Spider-Man. This is a really good one. It has James Owsley, Dave Michelinie, and J.M. DeMatteis Spider-Man. How about that?
Nice.
Volume 17. And then I got Volume 3 of Captain America, which is Stan Lee and Gene Colan. A lot of Falcon stuff. Looks amazing. I do love these Epic collections.
I know you do. They are nice. I
I'm
like
all
them as
in.
well.
I'm all in.
I am not. I pick and choose. Pick and choose.
You can do that though too because they're, even though you don't get one or whatever, they're very story oriented and they're
Right.
usually creator oriented. Like, oh, these guys did this arc, we'll group them all together.
Oh, do
What?
you hear me?
No, I do now. You cut out for a
Okay,
second.
I'm back. I'm back. My USB port is a little flaky.
That was
So
the only time you cut out. Go ahead.
in previews, I'm trying to find it. Oh, where's my cheat list? There is a book that's coming out by an artist who I like, and I'm thinking of getting it. But it's like part two in a three-issue crossover story. So I'm like, do I have to get all three?
Which
Because I can't
story?
just. I'm
What
trying to
is
find
it?
it. It is Suicide Squad 26 on page 83. For those following along at home, pull out your previews. Turn to page 83.
Oh, because it has Steven Sajic.
Yes.
Oh, but you should be reading Aquaman then. Holy crap.
But it's like part I am re I do I am getting Aquaman. But this is part three of Gotham Resistance. So does that mean I need to get all of them? Like Teen Titans 12, Nightwing 29? Or you think I could just get Suicide Squad 26?
Well, you're mostly getting it for the art, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to be like not understanding the story.
You should be okay. Just do it. But
Because
look,
usually
but look at 19, light, not, oh, that's covered by Stefan Sajic. I was gonna say he's
yeah, he's
doing
the
Nightwing
cover.
29. I would get all three of them. You get a Stefan Sajic cover.
That's true.
And then you get the whole story.
The fight
Well,
for Gotham City's soul starts here.
it's interesting though because it's tiring into a bigger event. But I will tell you this. Fucking DC Dark Days met the thing that's leading up to Metal was fucking amazing, man.
I have the
Holy
number one.
shit.
I didn't read it yet,
The
though.
Forge, holy crap. You're not as invested in it, so it'll be interested to see what your take is on it. But if you're like a DC fanatic and you know all these Easter eggs and shit, it is gonna
Yeah.
blow your fucking mind. It is fucking amazing. if you read all of DC and you know these obscure stuff and you know the stuff that they're referencing, you're gonna it'll just blow your fucking mind. If you don't know it, it might be like, oh, this is just another event. But man, that's good stuff. I'm so looking forward to the metal.
They got tons of medals, and they got a bunch of Batman medal number ones.
Well, I wanted to convince you to do one other DC book.
Ooh.
You might have had it on your list already, but it's like past
God
all the
damn.
Rebirth books.
That's Saic Aquaman art looks so amazing. It's insane.
I wanted you to get Dastardly and Muttley.
That
It's written
was
by
not on my list.
Garth Ennis.
I didn't notice that. It is?
It's on, yeah, 114.
Let's see here. I will be getting the Wonder Woman Conan book by
Yes, I'm
Gail
getting
Simone.
that for sure. That's Gail Simone. And Aaron Lopresti, I have a commission from him where he drew Conan. It looks amazing. I had to send you a picture of it. He always said to me, I met him at the local convention here, and I talked to him for a long time. And he said, if I could do like sword and sorcery stuff, like Conan and Red Sonja, he'd be in paradise.
Okay,
And
so this
I heard
is
him
his
talking
dream.
about it. Well, he was doing sword and sorcery as a backup when New 52 was going on, which was art Amethyst. And he was telling me that he loves that stuff. And I said, well, why don't you draw me a Conan then? And he says, really? And he drew me this awesome Conan where he's like wrapped around in a snake and stuff. Oh, it looks great. I actually framed that one.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Dastardly and Muttley. That's not even a crossover with anything.
No, it's a 6-issue mini.
Interesting. Oh, so this is like in the same line as
With the
like
Hanna-Barbera
Scooby-Doo
stuff,
Apocalypse and
Apocalypse,
stuff.
yeah.
I thought it was one of those crossover ones, but it's not.
It's doing its own thing though, because this isn't the same Dastardly and Muttley that was in the Wacky Races. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you mean that not the
Yeah,
same storyline,
not
yeah.
the same story.
No, this is a war one.
Yeah.
Well, Dennis, so. So they're fighter pilots?
Yeah.
Nice. And Muttley's laughing.
You know which one did you buy? Did you buy the book called Diablo House?
It doesn't ring a bell, but I might have.
I
Diablo
want to cover
House.
that one too. It
Who's the
looks
publisher?
IDW.
Was it in this previews or it already came out?
It already came out.
Let me look it up. What's it called? Diablo.
Diablo House.
It doesn't look like I ordered it.
Okay.
Who published it?
I want to read that.
Who
It
published
looks
it?
IDW.
I didn't get it.
I don't know if you like Eagle Moss stuff, but I'm gonna point this out. This is the first time I've seen Eagle Moss DC busts, and they have a Batman and Joker one coming out. And I think I'm going to get them, even though I got no room for
Wait, it's the first time you saw what?
Eagle Moss do mini busts. They
Okay.
usually do those figures, the metal figures.
Right. Oh, so they've gone. Where is
It looks
that
like
in?
they're doing Batman and the villains, and the first releases are Batman and the Joker.
What page is that on?
It's where the toys are.
Oh, it's in the back of the book.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Easy to miss.
One other thing I want to point out for you Jack Kirby fans is there is a t-shirt. They're resoliciting the Demon shirt, which I absolutely love. I have that already.
That's like your favorite shirt.
It's one of my favorites, but they also have Commandy. They have a Commandy shirt coming So if you really like Commandy, you should jump on that.
Nice.
I'm gonna double dip on the Commandy challenge. I love it.
Oh, when a collection comes out.
Yeah, when the
I
collection
didn't
comes
even
out.
see that Commandy shirt. Nice.
Commandy. All right, so TV and movies then. We already talked about Blood Drive.
Yes.
I did watch Castlevania. That was good. Did
Watched
you see
what?
Castlevania?
I watched the first episode. I wasn't too crazy about it, but it picked up near the end. I thought
What do you
it was a
mean?
little slow at the beginning.
You not have any pay? You can watch fucking Satan's Hammer or whatever the fuck that is, the Antichrist, and say it went too slow, goddamn it.
Yes, that is what I say.
No. Fuck you, man. That's terrible. That was fucking slow. That was like watching the paint dry shit.
That
And
was,
then
but it was be the paint drying was beautiful.
no, it
Like
wasn't beautiful. It was.
you could see the paint like switching from wet and then it would slowly dry. It
It was
was
awful.
beautiful. It's beautiful.
I thought Castlevania was great. Martin
Nice.
thought Castlevania was great. So unclench your butt cheeks and finish watching it.
I will probably watch another episode.
It's only four.
Yeah,
There's only
probably.
four episodes. You can watch four episodes. They're only like 24 minutes each.
That was a long 24 minutes, that first episode. I'm just
Oh,
saying.
Jesus Christ.
A long 24
It
minutes.
was a love story in the first one.
It got good. The ending was. I liked the ending. Like once they jumped to
Dracula invading,
the more
getting
present
pissed
time.
off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess about halfway through. The first half was a little slow. That was a long 10-minute setup. But then I liked it. And I have no background with Castlevania. I don't even think I ever played it.
Neither do I, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. Plus that the animation is not in my wheelhouse, and I liked
It's
it.
very anime. I thought I was
Very
watching
anime.
anime. I
Yeah.
guess you like anime now.
No, I don't.
Finally, Vicious Smith is high-fiving himself right now.
No. God damn it. It's
He's
not
gonna send you.
anime.
He's gonna send you a bunch of links now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If you like that, you'll love it.
Try One Piece.
Yeah, you'll love. What's that other one?
I like it.
Check out this in Naruto.
I think it picks up even more like it once you hit episodes 3 and 4.
Yeah, well, I mean, even after one, like the field is set in motion now, so we'll have to see what Dracula does going forward.
It's mostly about Belmont or whatever that family is, the Belmonts. It's funny, I can't remember if it's episode one, but when Belmont goes into, he's the main character, the monster hunter. Did they show him in episode one?
I don't remember which one he was.
Okay, he was the guy at the bar, but I don't remember if that was not the first
Oh
episode.
yeah, he was in the yeah, he was
So did he
at
get in the bar
the end
fight?
of it. Let me remember. They
If
were
you
in the
see the
bar.
bar fight, the bar fight's hilarious because that one dude keeps punching him in the dick. It's so funny.
Don't know if that
It's
was in
like,
the first one.
boom! Boom! And then he uses that dick punch later on on a vampire.
Nice. He learns
Yeah.
the
The dick
maneuvers.
punch.
The dick punch maneuver.
The dick punch. So I give it a thumbs up. Bill gives it. It's pretty sleepy.
That was just the first episode, though.
Yeah. What else did I watch? I watched Major League again. That's a fantastic film. What a fine piece of work.
I enjoyed it. I haven't seen that in such a long time. But
I just
you did.
watched it again. I must have seen it at least 5 times in my life. And Charlie Sheen is awesome as Wild Thing, and Tom Berenger as the catcher that his knees are bad. It's just so cool seeing it. It only focuses like on 4 players: Wesley Snipes, Serrano. He's the outfielder that can crush the ball. Snipes is the fast guy. Tom Berenger's like the main character, the catch, washed-up catcher. And then Charlie Sheen's the pitcher that can't hit the target, and you find out it's because his eyesight's bad. But it's, man, that's a great sports movie. I like it because it's like a team that she's trying to form a team of horrible people that can't play baseball anymore, so she can move the team to Florida. She wants them to come in last, and they actually win the division. So, yeah, that's cool.
Classic tale.
Classic tale.
So along that same line, I've started watching the now canceled show Pitch.
Ah, I didn't even know that was, what is that show about?
That's about the female pitcher who is brought in as the first woman in the major league. So it starts up that where she's brought up from the minors to the majors.
What
And all the
is this on?
controversy that goes along with it. I don't know, it was on one of the networks.
Huh.
And it only I think I believe I'm pretty sure it was canceled. It's good so far though. I'm enjoying it. It's a good
I never
it
heard of it.
shows like she was raised to her well her dad always wanted At first, he wanted the son to be a baseball player, but then he realized she threw him the ball one time, and he was like, "Whoa!" So she got trained, and she made her way up, and eventually made it into the majors. And then there's a lot of obviously a lot of controversy since she's a woman, and she her top speed is way less than the guys, but. She has like some trick
Control.
pitches, yeah, that they can't do, so. And
Yeah, that's cool.
there's a similar storyline with the catcher, because the catcher is like older. He's actually played by Mark Paul whatever Gosselaar,
Ah.
Saved by the Bell. And he's older and he's suffering the fate of all older athletes, and his body's starting to shut down, and he's having a harder time
Yeah.
get down and catching. So it's good though, and it's cool because it's tied into like the modern day. So a lot of it's like social media. Like a lot of her rise to the majors was due to her popularity in social media and the audience she can draw. Because they're like, we need a lot of them want to get rid of her, but they're like, did you see like the stadium? It's full now, and like our ratings are like way up. So it's like,
Yeah, changes their mind.
yeah. So the owners obviously want to keep her around because they're like, hey, she's making money. So, but then she wants to be there because she's an athlete, not because she's a woman and is a draw. She wants
Yeah.
her abilities to be the draw. So.
Kind of like that one car racer, Indy 500 racer, what, Patrick or whatever her name is.
Danica.
Donica Patrick.
So I'm a few episodes in of that to that one.
Yeah. I don't remember what I watched. Did I talk about last time that I rewatched The Spirit? I think I did. The
I
Frank
believe so.
Miller, The Spirit? I fucking loved it. But I think I talked about it last time. We talked about Hellboy and The Spirit. And what else did I watch? Ooh, I watched The Purge Election Night. That was good.
Oh yeah, you told me to watch that. I forgot to watch it.
Yeah, that was really good.
Damn it. I forgot you told me to
I
watch
haven't
that.
even watched the second one, but I watched Purge Election Night, and it was really good.
I'll have to watch those. I was disappointed with the
It
first
was
one.
like tense, man. I mean, you throw in this crazy political stuff, and then you have the horror of the purge, and it gets really crazy. I liked it. It's very dystopian and crazy. The first one's more straightforward, like you see one perspective. This is more global. This is more.
That's what I was hoping. That's what I didn't like about the first one, because the first one, like, they had this giant concept, but then the main story was just an invasion story in this house.
Yeah.
And it's
Well,
like,
think.
I don't really care about what's going on in this house. I want to know what's going on in the world.
Well, think about the two. There's two political factions. One of them wants to eliminate the purge, and one of them wants to keep the purge. And it's going to be election night, and they have to, because of the nature of it, it causes a lot of things to happen, go into motion, because one person wants to cancel the purge.
Okay.
So it's 'cause she's actually been through it. She survived one of it where she lost her whole family. Yeah, it's good. I liked it a lot. Well, we'll talk about it more when you watch it.
I'm gonna add to my list.
Yeah,
Man,
Purge.
I got a lot to do this next 2 weeks. I'm gonna be busy. Purge 2.
Oh, we saw
I mean, election.
the War of the Planet of the Apes. Oh my God, it's good. It's phenomenal.
I am looking forward to seeing that. I love those
Holy
movies.
moly. I love that it like plays into the canon of the originals. I just fucking love it.
Is this the last one, or are they going to do another one? Do you know?
I can't tell.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say anything if you haven't seen it because,
Go spoil it!
yeah.
All the poor Apes fans out there
It's too
in the
early.
ether.
It's too
It
early and
just came out.
it's too good.
It's getting good reviews. I think they all do, though. Those are good movies. They do a good job on those. That's, at one point, I'd like to just watch them all, like, back to back.
Oh man, this is so much to talk about, but I can't talk about it. Man, it's good. It's really good. I will say that Woody Harrelson is awesome in this movie. He really is. He makes a fantastic
You okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Right. Yeah, I lost my
Internet? What's going on?
I got a bad USB port.
Well, all of them are bad, right?
It's
What?
working. I've used different headphones today because it
Why?
seemed.
Why? Well, you work sometimes. Why don't you just buy a fucking new computer?
This one works fine, except for the USB port.
It seems like every week it's something fucking worse.
This isn't worse. This is better.
Well, now you're cutting out. You never did that before.
Yes, it's new.
It's saying, hey, buy me a new computer. Put some of the trades aside for the month and say, I won't get the trades, but I'll buy a new mic and a new computer.
Are you
Because nobody
crazy?
wants to give you any money or they would have done it already. They would have said, hey, Bill, we love you. We're sending you a new headset.
Yeah, where's my new headset, motherfuckers? That's a good point. Son of a bitch.
All these other people, they get like a bunch of ass kissing and.
How much money did you collect so far for my fund?
What do they do for us? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. Motherfuckers!
Sad.
Maybe it's just us that listens to the show.
I do find our website very useful. So.
Very useful.
Very
see?
Useful.
You can still see those two goddamn coffee cups at the fucking top of it.
Yes.
The logo that never changed.
Where'd that logo come from, anyway?
I have no idea. He must have put it out there.
Some kind of clip art. Probably stole it. Probably stolen art.
Probably. So, I saw Spider-Man 2. What is it called? Spider-Man Homecoming. That was really good. I enjoyed it.
I saw Wonder Woman. Did I talk about that yet?
I don't think you did.
I saw it finally.
Fantastic.
It was fantastic.
It's awesome. How about that trench scene, huh? God damn it.
It was as good. Yeah, I had high expectations, and it even exceeded my high expectations.
Holy crap, I love that track. I love that miss the band of...
Or
the,
she's running?
Oh, when she's running. I love the group that they formed. The Native American, that Indian
guy. Yeah, the team of... Well, I like it because those guys were just kind of like... They didn't really care. They were just like doing it for... Oh, you're going to give us money?
Well, the thing I loved about it, too, is it felt like very Garth Ennis. Like, these characters were weird. Mm-hmm. They had, like, weird backstories. Do you know what I mean? Garth Ennis does that shit. Like, he puts, like, a band of people together, and you're like, why are these guys together? Like, he had the one sniper that was even scared to shoot the gun. I mean, that's, like, so Garth Ennis. That's, like, so... I mean, oh, my God. It was just amazing. And then the fight scenes when they were on Themyscira, when the first set of Germans hit the shore.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
that was
mackerel.
Awesome.
Damn it.
That's up there.
Yeah, it was great. It could be... Well, it's probably my second favorite, just because for some strange reason, the Suicide Squad movie just fucking clicks with me. Like, every movement, every scene is just like, ta, ta, ta. And I can't explain it. I can't explain it if it's because I love these characters so much, you know? Mm. Like, I love Deadshot and Captain Boomerang just so fucking much that, like, I'm blind to the flaws or what it is, but I love the plot. I love the story. I can watch it over and over again. I never get sick of it. And I still say it's my favorite DCU movie. I mean, that's in the DC Universe movies that's come out so far. But Wonder Woman's second for sure. And Wonder Woman's like my favorite character, so it's weird that I'm saying that, but maybe I'll feel differently once I see Wonder Woman a gazillion times, like I've seen Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad, yeah.
When I see that trench scene, the thing that I think they did so wonderful with this movie is Wonder Woman's always represented hope and innocence of humanity, and that humanity is better than they can be better than what they are. And the way they portrayed her innocence in the new world and stuff, and that they put it in World War I instead of World War II, it made it more like epic to me. Like, this is the first world war, you know, where a lot of lives are at stake, and she's thrown into this. It's just phenomenal. And Michael Keaton is the best part to me of Spider-Man Homecoming. I love that guy.
I know you do.
When he gets those fucking crazy eyes, he like makes a good fucking villain, man. Like, he just... When he's Batman and he goes crazy eyes. You want to get crazy? Like when he's fucking Bruce Wayne and he goes after the Joker. I love it. Makes me want to watch Pacific Heights again. I want to find that movie.
Which was that?
Pacific Heights. It's where Michael Keaton plays
remember
this
that one.
guy that's the worst renter in history. He's psychotic. It has Matthew Modine in it. Michael Keaton, I can't remember the woman. I gotta look for it on demand and see if it shows up. I wanna see it again. But I've been buying a lot of movies that I wasn't too crazy about, and I'm starting to love it. Like The Spirit, I rewatched it, and when I saw it at the theater, I didn't like it that much. I loved it so much the second time that I went and bought the Blu-ray. And I also bought the Blu-ray of Dick Tracy and The Shadow. I guess I felt really public. What do you call it?
Pulpy.
Pulpy. Yeah, went on a pulp mood.
Dick Tracy, like the old.
Yeah, Madonna and Warren Beatty.
Yeah, I never saw that movie.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm still waiting on it. It's one of those ones that was a long shipping thing. But hopefully I'll get it soon. I can rewatch it.
I wonder if that's streaming anywhere. Probably not.
No, but it's got like Al Pacino and, oh man, it has all the villains from Dick Tracy. It's pretty cool. I'm sure I didn't. It came around the same time as Tim Burton's Batman, and I didn't appreciate it as much, so I want to revisit it. And I think I'm going to like it a lot more, especially where I'm at right now. So that's coming. And what else? I don't have any other movies. I watched a lot at the theater. I'd recommend all of those movies, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, and War of the Planet of the Apes. For me, of those movies, Wonder Woman's the best. War of the Planet of the... God, it's hard, though, because War of the Planet of the Apes is fucking amazing. Holy crap.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Damn, it's good. The effects are just amazing, too. Any other TV or movies? Did you finish watching, what was it, the Bliss, or was it Glory? What was that movie?
Oh, about? Glow?
Glow?
Yes, I finished watching the first season of Glow. Fantastic. Highly recommended. Everyone will love it. Yeah, that was good. That ended a good spot, too, so I'm excited for the next season.
Cool.
And then I've been watching, I think, season 3 of Orange is the
New Black.
Yeah. I think there's 5 seasons, so I've gotten back on that. I always enjoy that one. Gotta enjoy Women in Prison.
Caged Heat. That's what you like. Caged Heat.
Those are very popular in the 80s, women in prison movies.
Was it more like the 70s?
Yeah, it might have been.
Late 70s, early 80s.
I guess I discovered them in the 80s.
Yeah, I did too. Women in prisons. Matter of fact, one of my favorite Charlie's Angels episode had like a women's prison where Farrah Fawcett had to escape. I think she was chained to other people.
Really?
Yeah. I remember it. Because I used to... Farrah Fawcett was like the wet dream of back then. That was like the age when you're like, oh, shit, what happened in my shorts? Wake up in the morning and you're like, what the fuck? Nobody explained to me what was happening. You can't go to your parents and say, what is this shit?
What is this in my pants?
Oh man, those Farrah Fawcett dreams were awesome. The Charlie's Angels.
I think I was more into Heather Locklear was always my go-to.
Farrah Fawcett. I had a thing for the Three's Company girls.
Sure, sure.
And obviously Wonder Woman for sure. And for sure Erin Gray and Buck Rogers. Oh my God. Many a nights did I dream of Erin Gray, especially that vampire episode where she became a space vampire. And I was like, God, I wish she'd bite me. I would like to find that show when I was a kid that I liked so much. And there was only a few episodes. It was called Cliffhanger. And it had like three stories that had nothing to do with each other, but they would end up in cliffhangers. And one was a vampire story. One was an action adventure story. And I can't remember what the third story was.
I never saw that.
Loved it.
There's a cliffhanger movie.
No, it wasn't the Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was a TV show in the 70s. You can see images of it, but you can't really see. I don't think you can ever find it. Like, you couldn't watch it ever.
Right.
I've seen a cover of it. It's like a.
Your best bet's probably.
Cliffhanger TV show. Like, if you Google that, you could see an image of it. But those had some sexy fucking vampire women. Oh, it's 1979. It's NBC. There, you can actually click on the YouTube and see what it was.
I was going to say, your best bet's probably YouTube for that.
So one of them was called Curse of Dracula. That was the one that I remember most fondly. The other one was The Secret Empire, which was the adventures of a U.S. Marshal in the Old West that stumbles upon a futuristic city run by aliens. And the first one was Stop Susan Williams. She was a TV journalist investigating the murder of her brother and stumbling on a vast international conspiracy.
The show sounds like it was ahead of its time.
Yeah, it was. And the thing that was cool about it, though, is they would, like, purposely make it, like, these crazy cliffhangers like they had back in the when movies first started. You know, like when Batman's car was going over the cliff or something. Like, how am I going to get out of it? Kind of like they do the Commandy Challenge right now. It's like, okay, the show's over, this crazy ending, how are you going to get out of it? That was the whole premise of Cliffhanger. But anyway, those had that vampire one had some sexy ass vampires. God dang. So the Dracula 2000, what is that movie? Where that one girl is like, they capture her in the prison and she's like walking in the prison in the white gown. Holy shit! Sexy as hell. That's my problem, is vampires are evil, but god dang, you'd find one of these sexy girls and then they already have the power of hypnotism and fucking I'm bit. There's no hope for me. I'd have to bathe in garlic or something.
It's your weakness.
Yeah. Bathe in garlic. It's not like zombie girls. They're dead and they're disgusting and you just want to stick to fucking... Well, do you have anything else you want to plug?
I don't think so, no.
All right. Well, you can reach us at this wonderful site where you can find everything.
There's pictures of covers.
Yes. GeekGrudgePodcast.com. And you could talk to Bill on the Twitters at @DBM00. I'm sure if you want to send him some money, he will gladly give you his address. Or a P.O. box, so you can't show up at his house.
Right. Gotta protect my family.
He's gotta protect his family and identity. because everybody wants to play grab ass with the Wonderland body. Me, I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And on emails, Mike and Bill at comicbooknoise.com. And I think that's it.
Yeah. You say yeah. The Facebook
is Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button, and you can see all the episode threads there from Geek Brunch, Geek Brunch Retro, and Mike M's Weekly Reads. And that is about it.
All right.
All right. Well, you have a good one, Bill.
You too.
And I guess I should work on this table.
And I need to make sure I put this list of what to read for next episode on my phone.
Donnie Kate, Star Trek.
Trigger Man.
You don't have Peep Show, damn it. God damn it.
I might have Peep Show. I don't know. If it came out, I have it.
And I don't think you ever bought The Killer and Me, did you? I don't think you read that. That was IDW.
No.
I think that was fantastic. I want to finish that one. But you could.
Oh, I think I read the first issue of that one.
Maybe watch Election. No, I don't think you did.
Because sounds familiar.
You would have loved it. That was the one about the guy that is a
police
killer.
Officer.
Yeah.
Didn't I read that?
I don't think
at least
you did.
On a book. I think I read the first
serial
issue.
Serial killer, police sheriff.
Maybe I just remember it.
I think you didn't buy it, or else you would have bought the trade. There's no way you would be that dumb not to. It's not possible.
Let's see if I was dumb. Oh, I never got it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And those covers were amazing. Holy crap. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon and see you in 2 weeks, and you have your homework.
I will get on
Trigger
it.
Trigger Man and Star Trek, and I'm sure I'll think of some other stuff. There was something else I wanted to read, and I forgot.
Well, let me know, and I will send you anything I can think of.
I was thinking of one that you might have the trade of, and I wanted to finish reading it, but I don't remember what it was. If I go down to the basement and I see it, I'll IM you.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.